3 in the NFL. The Birds return home to the Link with a 1-1 record and their franchise quarterback under center once again. It's been 287 days since Carson Wentz took a snap in an NFL game, and 227 days since the Lombardi Trophy made its way down Broad Street. The Carson Wentz era version 2 begins today. It's the Eagles versus the Colts. Wentz versus Luck. This is the Fanatic pregame show live from Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. Now, here are your hosts, Devon Gibbons, Eitan Shander, and three-time Pro Bowl and All-Pro tackle, Trey Thomas.
Not Trey Thomas and Devon Gibbons just yet. We have some momentary technical issues we are working through, but the guys will be joining us from Sugar House Casino live momentarily as soon as we fix this glitch. Maybe it's due to the rain out there. We'll chalk that one up to the rain. But I'm Jamie Lynch, hanging back with you until we can get connected at the Sugar House. I'll do my best Devon and Trey impression and try to inspire goodwill out there today. But yes, it is a monster day, Philadelphia. It is the day that Carson Wentz returns to quarterback your Philadelphia Eagles. I'm excited out of my mind. I know everybody else is. So if you guys want to get on the phones and just talk about how happy we are that Carson Wentz is back, 610-632-0975 are the numbers. And if Devon and Trey pick up, you can talk to them. Trey is a much better person to talk to on a...
It's game day!
Yeah, game day than I am. So call up. It's a big day as Andrew Luck comes into town. He looks like a Civil War general, but he's a hell of a quarterback. And Andrew Luck and this Colts team had a big win last week. They were 6-point dogs down in FedEx Field in Maryland and got the win pretty handedly. And look, that Redskins team is real deal on the defensive and offensive lines. They are built from the trenches. And they are an impressive team in that regard. And the Colts went down there on the road and handled them. And, you know, that's not always the easiest thing to do. So they have back-to-back road games against the NFC East. And look, if this wasn't the return of Carson Wentz, I might have this as a very close, tough loss. But Carson Wentz is back. And I think that puts them over the top for everything. So it's going to be great to have him run out of that tunnel today. And, you know, lead the charge for this team. Obviously, okay, you know, Alshon Jeffrey's still not back. He was listed as questionable on Friday's injury report. He hasn't been ruled officially out, but I'd be shocked if he was out there. But we could be getting Alshon back here in the next week or two, and that would dramatically change everything. I saw Jimmy Kemsky, one of the beat reporters yesterday, say, look, even when Alshon does get back, Jordan Matthews probably isn't your starting wide receiver. He's going to be a bench guy at that point. He believes it's going to be Alshon, Nelson, and Kamar Aiken as your three. Zach Ertz and Dallas Goedert obviously are the tight ends. It's going to be a big day for the two of them as, you know, they could be getting a lot of targets. I read you the stat earlier. Last year, the Eagles targeted the tight ends second most in all the NFL. The Chiefs and Andy Reid were first. And, you know, it's a big day for Zach Ertz. You know, he's your top receiving threat, and Nelson Agholor is your speedster. And it would be nice to see some downfield attacks today for once, because we didn't have that the first 2 weeks. And we are live now down at the Sugar House Casino. I'm going to send it down to Fishtown Hops at the Sugar House. Devon, Trey, and Eitan, fellas, it's game day.
Appreciate it, Jamie, man. Thanks for holding things down until we got situated here at Sugar House Casino, Fishtown Hops. Again, pregame show here with you until kickoff, 1 o'clock. Eagles, Colts, week 3 at the Link. Trey Thomas, what's going on, man? Good to be back. 1-1, though, but good to be back.
Yeah, definitely good to be back, man. I mean, you have Carson is back. Everybody's excited. You feeling like, you know what, it's perfect football weather, I guess, when it's a little cool in the air. You definitely don't want the fields to be as wet. But, I mean, you know, this is big man weather today.
This is big man weather, and we brought in a big man today to sit down in his chair to hold it down for us. He's been hanging out, of course, part of the morning show, and also doing a great job with the watch party the last 2 weeks as we've been here at Fishtown Hops. Eitan Shander in the seat this morning. What's going on, man?
Fellas, it's a pleasure to be sitting here with you guys. And yes, it's game day. It's rain day as
game
well.
Day.
And if there's a quarterback that I would look at right now that's above the weather, that's above the elements. I don't care that Darren Sproles, Jay Ajayi are out. This is Carson Wentz's day. It doesn't matter what type of elements are coming down. Slow Andrew Luck down, that's fine, but Carson Wentz, impervious to the elements, my friend.
Well, he may be, but hey.
We hope.
We hope. And how is that going to play out with Doug Peterson and his play call, and what does change now that the weather is what the weather is? Guys, we'll start, of course, lost last week to Tampa Bay Bucks. We didn't see that coming. We all predicted, even you did, Eitan, during the week, that the Bucks were not going to beat the Eagles. And we sat there, we talked about it, we broke it down. Trey said it was going to be, you know, maybe a little closer than we expected, and I gave it a little bit of a gap, but Eagles breaking away towards the end of the game to separate themselves, and Tampa Bay just lit up the Philadelphia Eagles from play one, DeSean Jackson down the middle, and we talked about it all week. We'll spend a quick couple of minutes on it before we head over to the Colts, and of course Carson Wentz coming back. Trey, when you watched that film, what was it on that first play? We know DeSean Jackson and the speed. Was it the fact that Malcolm Jenkins bit up there a little bit on that play, that which allowed Ryan Fitzpatrick to just throw to an area and DeSean Jackson to do what he does and run right underneath it?
I mean, you know, when you that was a perfectly schemed play to put DeSean Jackson one-on-one with Mills. I think there was an underneath route that was going to pull Jenkins down where he had to go and had to account for that. And then now you have DeSean Jackson up against Mills, who I think Mills runs, what, like a 4.5,
yes.
4.6,
yep.
40. When you have DeSean Jackson out there, someone that can run whatever speed he has to run to go and get the ball, and he has the ball skills to get out there and catch, because very rarely do you find a receiver with his type of speed that can catch. And he can, you know, you're putting him in a bad situation, then there you go, 75-play bomb right there on your head to start the game off. It creates energy. It puts doubt in your receivers. Then now it start. I mean, your DBs, because now they're going to play off because they don't want to get beat over the top again. And then now they just hit you with all the underneath stuff, and then there you go.
And the crazy part is, we talked about it all last week. You know that can happen. You saw it against New Orleans, Eitan, where that is something that can happen. We saw it here in Philadelphia for years. And just because he's a little bit up in age, he still maintains that speed.
Yeah, and I think it's always going to be a concern when you look at somebody who could take the top off like DeSean. Now, to be fair, there aren't many in the NFL that you're going up against week by week that do that.
Right.
Are we not talking enough about the next four series? Because to Trey's point, like, that's a perfectly schemed play for more of an anomaly in the NFL, mm-hmm. like DeSean Jackson. The next four plays, the Eagles' defense was able to stop and limit that box. And this is where you get Carson Wentz coming back, and you get the return of this offense. But there was signs of life in that defense immediately. And then, of course, O.J. Howard took away those signs of life and snatched it right out of them. But,
and Ronald Darby helped on that.
Ronald Darby didn't step up to make the tackle.
Being
a DB, you know, cornerback, they don't like to mix it up too much. I'm gonna give it, make it look like a little effort, but then I just try to chase him down from behind.
But they were able to slow down that offense right away after that big play, and that is something that they're going to have to do again, because Andrew Luck is able. I don't know if he will right away open it up right away, but you guys know he's able to drop back and let it fly as well.
And he has a weapon in T.Y. Hilton, who can, not maybe as well as DeSean Jackson, but we know he's been an all-pro type of player for the last couple of years.
Absolutely. But Dan, let me go back to this Tampa Bay game, though, man. You know, they did a good job of shutting down the run, because, I mean, Tampa Bay didn't just run all over them like as expected, but you know, you didn't see the same production out of our defensive front. One of the things with Tampa Bay is that you knew that they were going to improve their offensive line. You know, that was one of the big things about this season, is that their offensive line improvement. Our defensive line just did not get the pressure that we needed in this game. I mean, you know, you come out there, of course we only got 2 sacks out of this game, you know, 5 tackle for loss, and then only 8 QB rushes, QB hits, where the week before we had 15 QB hits. You know, we had 4 QB sacks. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So we have to continue to put pressure on whoever's out there, quarterback with Luck. That means that our secondary needs to play a little bit more physical, you know, and not be afraid to give up that big play. But we have to get there.
Well, what comes first? Is it taking a risk and actually pressuring and actually being physical at the line of scrimmage if you're a cornerback and coming up and pressing? Or is it doing something to alleviate the pressure on the defensive line to maybe help the back end?
Well, you're going to have to give the defensive line time to get there, especially when you have to throw off the timing of the QB. You need to let him hold that ball a little bit. I mean, some of those times, I mean, there were good plays where you're giving a receiver a 10-yard cushion. Well, then now all they got to do is run a quick little 9-yard route, boom. Then, you know, you stay ahead of the downs. You're not giving your defensive line time to get there. They need at least 2 seconds, 2 to 2.3 seconds to get there. So that means coverage needs to be a lot more physical and it needs to be a lot tighter.
And Tampa did a nice job of basically looking at the game plan of what the Giants have been doing for the last couple of years with Eli Manning. Quick strikes, get the ball out, do not allow that defense, which we know is one of the best front fours and the rotation is great, to not get to the quarterback. And with Ryan Fitzpatrick, we've seen it now for the first 2 weeks. If you give him that time, if you devise something good enough, he has the weapons in Evans, Jackson, Howard, Godwin, on and on and on, to just get that quick strike out there to get a big play. And that's how the Eagles got hurt last week. So all in all, as you pointed out, Eitan, those next four series, good. But those big plays that Sal Powell talked to Doug Peterson about before the game last week, the big plays against Atlanta, the big plays, even though they won the game, the big plays against Tampa keep hurting the Philadelphia Eagles defense. And they have to now counter that and have their own on the opposite side, which they have not been able to execute those and come up with any of those big plays, those chunk plays that we like to talk about to get something going.
Well, what's been the biggest difference? The fact that the season starts right. Am I the only one that feels that?
No.
That
it starts now.
And I'm not downplaying what people went out and did the first 2 weeks of the regular season, Trey. But there's a different feel right now with Carson Wentz out there looking from afar, that it just feels like now the championship run is ready to go as far as defending that title.
Well, you know what? That sounds really good. I guess it recreates that energy of knowing that, all right, Carson Wentz is back. He's coming in with a Kelly Green suit jacket on. You know, he's feeling, he's got his whole
little hat too
going on right now. Coming into
I thought you were painting a picture.
Kelly Green jacket. You know, he's all about the Eagles right now, you know, his return. But my thing with it is that one of the things I did want to see, though, is that the timing with our receivers, the defense continuing to be aggressive, because we're going to be in situations where this is going to continue to show itself if we don't correct it.
Sure.
You know, because everybody's going to watch this film and say, all right, you know what, this is how we get them. Quick throws, big ones. And if we can get pressure on any quarterback, then it's going to be a problem. Because, I mean, we came out against a defensive line against Tampa Bay where we were like, you know what, I like us against them. I'm not really scared about their rush. But we give up 3 sacks. You know, they beat us with 6.5. They had 6.5 tackles for loss. You know, 12 QB hits. You know, that's something that we cannot allow as an offensive line and as an offensive unit to continue to happen against anybody that's back there.
Well, listen, guys, it is exciting. Eitan, you already pointed out the season starts now for you, and we'll
I'm just saying
I hear you, and of course what he's talking about is Carson Wentz's return. But let me tell you this first: Sugar House Casino is where we are. Fishtown Hops, the Fanatic pregame show. Trey Thomas, Eitan Shander, I'm Devon Givens. We're here until 1 o'clock, and again, you hang out with us. The first 97 Fanatic listeners to arrive before kickoff win a Fanatic prize pack plus the chance to win tickets to the next home game against Minnesota. Stay for the official Fanatic watch party with Eitan Shander and Andrew Salchunas. Enjoy Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets. That's presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner, and that's supported by Philly and Gerhardt's Appliances. So again, the first 97 Fanatic listeners to arrive. I see all the bags. If you come down here, you get your prize pack right away as soon as you walk in here and hang out, watch the game with Eitan and Andrew as well. And you'll be watching that game because of Trey, everything you just talked about with the defense needing to do what they do. Last season, they had to lead a lot, and partly because Carson Wentz operating the offense the way he does. Eitan, you already spoke about it. You said it. This is where everything starts. It's 1-1, so basically it's like a 0-0 thing. Yeah, you go forward. And why do you feel like the season starts now?
Well, from an energy standpoint and just looking at it from afar, you knew there was a significant difference between Carson Wentz and Nick Foles, and not even going down that road. So now you have this calming presence that's back. And I'm just saying, like in Tampa yesterday, or last week, pardon me, when you see those 4 stops in a row following that big play, you knew if Carson was there, there was an opportunity to seize. There was a moment to seize. And it's not a personal knock on Nick Foles. It's just Nick ain't Carson. So that's back. But I don't want to downplay realistic concerns about today as well.
Sure.
The weather and him not having two key guys behind him to hand the football off to.
Yeah.
So I don't look at this like cloud nine. Hey, the Eagles are going to come in and drop 40 on him and Carson Wentz is going to ride off into the sunset. I look at it like there's this calming presence that's back, but I don't know exactly what I'm going to see from Carson yet.
I'll be calm once I see his first couple reads. If he's clean out of the pocket, if he's getting rid of the ball on time, if he's just not trying to hold on to it, because that's one of the things that you saw with Foles, especially against Tampa. You know, he was holding on to the ball a little too long. You know, he had to wait for the receiver to be all the way open and just instead of saying, you know what, here, let me just get it to you, make a play. You know, and that's where we're going to need to see, is Carson going to be sharp like that? You know, we can't just sit there and say, all right, you know what, it's going to go back. He's going to step back out on this field and just go back to against the Rams where he left off and was throwing four TDs and was 23 for 41. You know, we can't just feel
can't
like, you know,
that.
Yeah, just like, oh man, he's just going to pick up exactly where he left off, you know, and just come out here and just light it up. I think this is going to be a good challenge against him. I'm glad that it's home. Because now you don't have to deal with the silent count and everything that goes on with that, you know. And then also, man, you got to see, you know, where is Jason Peters? Is he going to be able to play this entire game?
Right.
You know, it makes you. I heard Jamie and him talking about this earlier about how it is with pressures, in you know, compared to when Jason Peters is in the game and if Vitae is in the game. There were a couple things against Tampa where, you know, the offensive line needed to switch a couple things off, bump some guys back. You can't have a linebacker coming in clean, bearing down on the quarterback. You know, those are things that we're going to have to continue to see get cleaned up, because if not, you're going to get challenged with it again.
Well, here's what I want to ask you both right away when it comes to Carson Wentz being out there. You said the first couple of series, seeing what it is. What are you looking for Doug to do with the first couple of series to get Carson Wentz going, the comfortability factor, the point that you made, Eitan, that Jay Ajayi and Darren Sproles are out. We'll get into that a little more as we go along.
Sure.
But, guys, what are you looking for? Trey, start with you. What are you looking for specifically for Doug Peterson to do to get Carson Wentz going first time back after the injury?
Well, now you have you want to come in and run the ball, of course, but now you have a banged up Corey Clement. And then you're going to have to lean on Smallwood a little bit more. So you have a backfield that's a little beat up. I would like to see a lot more of Dallas getting involved into this game plan. We're mixing. We're going to go two tight end sets. We're going to pound the ball. Let's make it quick throws. If so, we can hit them with a couple deep over the top plays, that play action stuff. But we have to get the run going first so that we can open all of that up.
Yeah, I think Doug, we have to start looking at what Doug was last year, because he's got his main toy back in Carson Wentz. And the concern was, how much are you really going to scheme and how much are you really going to open things up, not just in the preseason, but in the first two games with Nick Foles. Well, now that conversation's over. Now Doug Peterson goes back to innovative stones, big stones, not just going for it, but types of creativity. I would like to see Doug Peterson be creative in the first series and have something. It doesn't have to be down on the sideline to Nelson Agholor, but could be Zach Ertz, it could be Dallas Goedert, to get these guys open and take a strike. See what a 15-yard pass looks like in the first series, even if you need a run to set it up. But it doesn't have to be three-step or five-step drop and throw the football as far as you can to Nelson Agholor, just like Donovan did with T.O. You can get something somewhere in the middle and still get his arm working.
I agree with you. I've been saying it since we got the news, where I look at it and simply say, yes, you want to get the run game going, and we hope that they do, and we hope that Corey Clement can carry the load, and mixing in Wendell Smallwood, Josh Adams, hopefully, if he's active as well. But to hit Zach Ertz early, to get something from Nelson Agholor on the outside, because that's quite frankly, I mean, does the Indianapolis Colts really know right away what Nelson Agholor can do from the outside, because we've seen him quite a bit in the slot? Yes, Frank Reich has a very good knowledge of who Nelson Agholor is, being part of the offense and all, but get something quick, get that quick strike that we talked about with Ryan Fitzpatrick last week against the Eagles, just to get Carson Wentz, oh, okay, boom, I just completed a pass. Oh, one more, and then you mix in that run, because they're already in the shotgun. And it's not going to be a 3 to 5 step drop. He might hand it off to Corey Clement and allow him to get 3 yards, whatever it might be, to kind of push that defense along and get the offensive line comfortable. I do want to see, and Trey and I, we both agree, get the run game going last week. I just want Carson to throw the ball maybe in that first series before they get the first down, maybe once or twice, just to kind of get that the rhythm and the footing back in.
And I forgot to mention, man, you know, you got Carson's Thunder Buddy back, you know.
Oh,
you know,
oh,
with Jordan Matthews
coming back, right.
You know,
down.
A little Ted reference. Isn't that what they call it? The Thunderstorm Buddies?
Or you've
never seen that movie.
You've brought this up to me four or five times, and I keep telling you.
But you watch Ozark, but never watch Ted. I don't
never seen Ted?
Never mind. But anyway, so for everybody that's heard this, you know, they're close friends, you know. So you have Jordan Matthews back, man, you know, a big receiver, not someone that you – one of the things that I always enjoyed about Jordan, man, when he first got here, dude, he would take every pass to the end zone to the point where Chip had to tell Jordan, stop running all the way to the end zone. He would take a three-yard pass and run 97 yards all the way to the end zone every play to the point where they were like, look, man, I need you to stop because you're holding up practice. And I was like, man, don't ever let them kill you, man. Don't let them kill it because I might keep that drive and that energy. Now, the thing that concerned me about Jordan is when everybody was, oh, yeah, Jordan's back. Okay, cool. We missed out on Josh. But Jordan's back. All right, cool. When I watched one of the highlights, when he caught the ball and he was running with it, he fumbled it.
No.
And that.
Old Jordan Matthews.
That right there was kind of like, oh, man, he's taking a couple months off from football. You really haven't held a ball, cradled a ball in a while. And just to see that, you know, it kind of made me kind of just pause just a little bit like, oh, man, that's not good. Look, that's not a good look. They probably should have cut that one out. You know, because we need everybody with a good mindset. And when I saw that, it messed me up.
Even though he didn't forget about it. He knew he fumbled.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right.
It was just when I watched one of the clips when they showed his first pass. Sure. And they were like, oh, this is Carson's first pass to Jordan. Oh, my God. Look at this.
They didn't edit it.
And then the second time, it slipped out of his hand as he was tucking it and running with the ball.
Oh,
so,
man.
You know.
Well, I could see him having – remember that game at week one that Aguilar had where he caught a bunch of balls.
Eight for 33.
Yeah, now I can see like an 8 or 9 day for like, you know, a 60, quick opportunities to get him the ball, but I don't necessarily think he's breaking anything open.
You never know.
Oh, I'm hoping.
I'm hoping.
But there are a lot of things that work against him having a 10-catch, buck 50 game today.
He's back with his buddy right now. You never know what that gives. That might be the wind beneath his wings. Carson might be the wind beneath Jordan's wings and will allow him to just reincarnate something that we've all been missing a little bit.
I hope so.
I'm convinced after that one, I'm on board.
They definitely needed this week.
Load up the Daily Crumb and let's go get it, baby. Let's go get this work.
It's the Fanatic pregame show presented by Sugar House Casino. Check out the action at Philly's hottest gaming floor and score big with over $500 in new member offers. Philly loves a winner. If you come down to Sugar House today, check us out at our Dietz and Watson Mobile Broadcast Center. And our Fanatic pregame show is also brought to you by your local Pierce Phelps Bryant dealers who will do whatever it takes to keep you warm this upcoming winter. Visit nopaybryant.com to find a dealer near you. We hope that somebody's hot, and that's Carson Wentz. We'll continue to talk about him on the other side. It's the pregame show live from Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. Trey Thomas, Eitan Shander. I'm Devon Givens right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Fanatic pregame show live from Sugar House Casino on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, with fall approaching, it's time to replace your old drafty windows and doors before another cold winter season rolls in. But if the cost of sending your kids back to school is causing you to put off your project just a little longer, my friends at Guided Door and Window might have a solution to your problem. In addition to receiving 20% off on windows and doors, Guided will allow you to start your project today with no money down and take up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free once the job is expertly installed. So you'll be able to start enjoying all the benefits of new, highly energy-efficient windows and doors. You'll get an increased comfort level in your home and lower monthly energy bills while you take advantage of 20% savings. And you get the luxury of paying off your project interest-free for up to 36 months. But you must act now. This offer for a limited time only. Restrictions apply. For full details, call Guided today and schedule a free, no obligation in-home estimate. The number's 1-877-GO-GUIDA or online at goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com.
You like a good fit. We get it. Your best running shoes, your lucky cap, your favorite pair of jeans. Your favorite things feel made for you. Your education should, too. University of Maryland University College was founded more than 70 years ago to serve working adults and the military. Today, we continue that tradition by offering frequent start dates so that you can get started on your schedule. With convenient online learning and by providing no-cost online resources replacing most textbooks, because a college education can work for your wallet too. University of Maryland University College. State University. Global campus. Made for you. Our next undergraduate session starts October 1st. Our advisors can help you develop the right plan for you to earn an in-demand degree from a respected state university made for you. Get started today. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
I'm Amy, a happy Jeff D'Ambrosio customer and busy working mom. Jeff made it so easy for me to buy my new Jeep. We worked out a great deal at my kitchen table and drove away with my trade-in. So easy.
Get your Jeff deal in Destination Downingtown or GoJeffAuto.com during Jeep Adventure Days for payments as low as $89 a month. And see what D'Ambrosio customers already know.
Nobody beats a Jeff deal.
2018 Jeep Compass Latitude 4x4, 36-month lease, $49.95 down, 10K miles per year plus tax and tags. Must be current lessee with approved credit.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive installation on minimum purchases of $699. That's removal of your old carpet, basic furniture moving, and stairs, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid only on showroom carpet price. $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
Now it's your time to make more money and be your own boss. Come to the Franchise Show, September 28th and 29th at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. Meet with the best money-making franchises, plus part-time opportunities who can help you open a successful business. This life-changing event is your only chance to see all the hottest money-making opportunities in one place. Find the perfect business for you only at the Franchise Show, presented by Allstate, September 28th and 29th, Pennsylvania Convention Center. Get tickets at PhiladelphiaFranchiseShow.com.
Turn up the heat. The Commodores live. A musical experience you won't forget. Friday, October 12th in the Event Center at Sugar House Casino. 70 million albums sold, 7 number one hits, the Grammy Award-winning Commodores. Tickets on sale now at SugarHouseCasino.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tune in to the Chickie and Pete's Player Show, presented by The Fanatic. Hosted by Anthony Gargano, live at Chickie and Pete's. Brought to you by The Bagster, dumpster in a bag. Buy, feel gone, find a pickup location near you at TheBagster.com.
Sports talk for Jenkintown and all of Montgomery County. 97.5, The Fanatic. Now, back to The Fanatic pregame show, live from Sugar House Casino and on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Here we are, the pregame show. Trey Thomas, eight-time champion Devon Givens. Eagles, Colts, week three, coming off of a loss from Tampa last week, trying to get back in their winning ways. And we have some stuff again from Sal Palantonio, texting with Doug Peterson prior to the game this morning with a little message about Carson Wentz. We'll get into that later on. We'll hear from Tim McManus live from Lincoln Financial Field to give us an update on the actives, the inactives, what to expect from the Eagles and Carson Wentz in his first game back, guys.
Well, as far as the expectations?
Yeah, as far as the expectations.
As far as what to expect overall, I think there is some concern out there that Carson Wentz is going to look like a different quarterback. And I can't see that. Now, Carson missed throws last year. Carson sailed balls last. Carson wasn't perfect. Go back to that Seattle game. Carson Wentz is not a perfect quarterback. Nobody is outside of Brady and Rodgers. And even still. So he's going to make a mistake or two. My whole thing, my expectation today, guys, is that those mistakes are not due to the injury / rehab. They're due to, hey, man, that was a tough throw. And I don't know if many people can make that consistently. Something along those, because I don't think that you're going to see a completely different quarterback out there just because it's his first game back.
You got to factor in the rust. You have to factor in the rust just a little bit. You do. No, yeah. Trey? I mean, you have to a little bit.
You know what? I think being, just knowing the type of leader and how important this game is to him, I think you're going to see a Carson that has taken these past couple games and have looked at and really studied the mistakes that Foles has made and has watched film and has really worked on the timing with his receivers. Like, look, as soon as you turn your head, the ball is going to be there. If that guy is open, it's going to be there. Because I remember when Carson, when nobody really knew about it, when he first made his first start, everybody was amazed at how quick he got rid of the ball. And he made quick decisions. And it was, I expect that type of Carson, a sharp mentally Carson that's going to get rid of the ball as quick as possible and can and just try to make plays. Now, I don't want him to feel nervous when the rush starts to come. I don't want him to feel like he needs to go and make a play, because I know you have your lack of weapons. You know, you got a lot of guys that aren't there. But I think that it's going to be a Carson that's going to make quick throws and just try to stay ahead of the downs and let's work the run game into it. But he cannot get out there and start scrambling around.
Well, but you say that, but how much is just instinctually he just allows that to take over his mind when the rush is coming, he sees the lane for him to do it and he starts to move around. It's one thing to move around in the pocket. Yeah. It's another thing, especially with the weather, that it's another thing to be running around trying to be Carson Wentz that we've seen in the past.
Well, he's going to get flushed out, right?
He's going to.
I mean, Nick Foles has been getting flushed out.
Yes, and now Nick Foles has gotten fleshed out, but there are times now Carson is going to have to study, and this offensive line is going to have to study as well, because the first sack that came through last week was a linebacker that came through. So that was on a slide protection. I wish I could draw this up for you guys, but it was kind of like a 4-3 front. It was a 4-4 down front, but you had Wesnowski, Kelsey, and then you had Big Brooks. All three of these guys locked on the two guys, and then you have a linebacker coming free. Now, most of the time when we have slide protection, the center is going to slide to the right or whatever. Well, if that guy, if their responsibility bails and goes into protection, then you as an offensive lineman need to start bumping back, because the running back was out in a reroute in that particular play. So that means you don't have anybody to come and pick up somebody that comes free.
Gotcha.
Now, that means now Foles either has to know that he has a heart read, that a guy is coming through clean, or the offensive line has to be bumping back to kind of take the hit off of him. And they did not do that. You just saw all three guys nestled up, three guys blocking two guys, and a guy coming free, because you did not bump back to protection. And that's just simple offensive line stuff that a lot of guys train to do. It was one of the things that Wine trained us all the time. If a guy bails out, if we go into a certain slide, if that guy drops back into coverage, then we have to communicate, bump guys back, and maybe we can take the hit off the quarterback. Instead, you let the guy come through clean, and then there's a sack.
Not good. Not good. So the best thing that I can take away is that this is going to be maybe the worst defensive front that they'll face all year.
No, I don't think so. This is definitely not the worst defensive
Defense. Defense overall.
No, not at all.
You think Indianapolis has improved that much to where it could be a problem?
No, they're not the same defensive front as we've
Dwight
known.
Freeney,
for,
yeah, right? No,
yeah,
no,
it's
I know
not
that
same group. But, I mean, you got a group of guys that are getting some sacks. I mean, you know, they had what they created. Let's see. I just had it in my notes,
it's
man.
It's in the notes.
Yeah, you know.
Because coming into the year, this was a team that was expected to be back end on defense. But I know that the win against the Skins bumped
against
up
Washington,
some stats.
They had three sacks.
Right, they were able
three
to press the quarterback.
Three sacks against Washington, and you had 11.5 tackles for a loss. You're getting in the backfield. Now, of course, you forced an Adrian Peterson into the game.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? But now you have a defensive front that's getting after it. And I think they had six QB hits last week. So, you know, along with those three sacks, you know, and then six QB hits as well, that's getting a little bit pressure on them. Now, we need our defensive front to continue. But what's happening with our offensive line is a lot of the right side is getting a lot of games. They're getting a lot of the TEs, ETs, or whatever, where they're running a lot of the stunts, because I don't know if Brandon Brooks and Lane Johnson are communicating as well, because they're hanging on to the games a little too long. And when you hang on to it, you got to be able to punch it and switch it off. You got to be yelling, switch, switch, switch.
Hold on, what do you mean by hang on to the games too long? Just sitting there, you see the stuff going on, but you're locked in on the one thing.
Well, no. Well, let's see. Like, if I have a defensive end that takes me inside, right, mm-hmm. but I have a looper that's coming around, I need to be able to trust that I can punch that D in and the guard is coming saying, go, go, go. And then I bounce back to come back out to take the looper. So if you're not communicating, you'll see that tackle hang on to it way too long. And then he's late coming off because the guard is there, but they're not yelling.
It's too quick.
Or vice versa. If it's a tackle in and the end is looping around, well, if the guard cannot let him go until you say, all right, go, or he feels you bump him. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I'm talking about, where it's talking about bumping stuff off. But when, in order for it to bump, for it to be as quick as possible, you need to be able to communicate. And you have to yell, switch, switch, switch. And then the guy can move off from there.
See, this is what you get on the pregame.
Yeah, I love it.
Breakdown like that. But see, that's
real right there, because we saw that come to fruition against even Atlanta, which where they win that football game. And you know you've got 2 weeks of tape. So we talked about Carson sitting back there watching all this film of what Nick Foles was doing wrong. Guess who else is doing that?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody in Indy.
Yes.
Especially the defensive coordinator all the way down to the D-line coach. So, oh, we can do that? Oh, these guys aren't talking here? Because that's something that I imagine Indianapolis is going to have to do. Now, ultimately, the problem that the Eagles are going to have to get around is taking pressure off of Carson Wentz with the run game. They are, it's kind of funny because this is what the Colts have been for years when Andrew Luck is healthy. They've basically been reverted to being one-dimensional pending how healthy Corey Clement is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our Fanatic pregame show, day weather report is brought to us by AmericanStandardAir.com. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com today to find a dealer near you. And right now it looks like around kickoff, guys, 63 with, of course, continuing rain throughout the rest of the game. So, guys, how does the weather now play a factor with Carson Wentz coming back, the ACL injury we know, and how things may change offensively with the game plan? Even though we already gave ours and how we feel, how does the weather now play a part in that?
Man, you would like to think that old school mentality tells you they're going to run the football. Both teams are going to rely on the run. But, again, who's being relied upon on either side of the ball at this point? And you've got power arms. So it doesn't look like a torrential downpour. It doesn't look
no,
like
just
monsoon.
Steady rain. Yeah.
It's a little steady rain.
You could throw through this. You could cut a ball through this rain, Trey.
You could cut a ball through this. Yeah. I mean, these are professional arms out here.
Right.
You know, but, of course, man, you want to run the ball, though. This is just one of those type of games. And to just make it comfortable for Carson, run the ball, pound it, play action. Then, hit them with a quick little quick out throw, keep them ahead of the downs. Then let's get ready to pound the ball so we can control the clock. Because this is a defensive front that, you can import your will on him now. I mean, you had Darius Leonard last week that came out there and just balled. You know, he went out there and had him a day against Washington, where he came out of there with, I think, 19 tackles. 15 of them were solo. You know, a sack, a tackle for a loss, and a couple QB hits. So, you're going to have to be able to watch out for that guy here. He's going to be your rusher when it comes to blitzing. You know, you're going to have to make sure that this defensive front can control it. And then we just control it, stay ahead of the downs, and then just keep moving the ball down.
What's an ideal number, guys, for you with Carson Wentz passing and the run game to balance things out today? As you just said, you throw it, you can cut through that rain, Eitan.
I think
what's an ideal balance, even with the fact that J.J. and Darren Sproles are out, Corey Clement, your lead guy?
I think that's going to factor into it. Now, again, just because you throw the football more than 30 times doesn't mean you're dropping back and throwing the ball up in the air 40 yards 30 times a game. I can see a lot of middle of the field. Listen, they brought Jordan Matthews in to specifically play the slot. They're not putting him out there on the outside. So
no, but you still do have a weapon outside in Nelson Aguilar.
Well, yes, you do. But I think the majority of the focus is going to be how you can creatively get Zach Ertz and Jordan Matthews open in the middle of the field and hopefully work Dallas Goedert in there as well. And that should open something up for Nelson Aguilar on the outside. So I would not be shocked, guys, if the guy, if Carson Wentz threw the football 35 times today and 250, two TDs and a pick.
Trey?
Are we making predictions already?
No.
I thought
it was only a prediction of the run pass.
I jumped the gun. I'm new here.
Just the balance. That's all.
I'm thinking, you're probably going to go 60-40. 60% pass, 40% run. It just, because, I mean, you know.
Yeah, the arm is still there.
It's the arm is still there. You still want to showcase your franchise, you know.
Are you really running that much with only really a banged-up Corey and Smallwood?
Well, yeah, you're going to mix Smallwood. I mean, if Josh Adams comes out there and if he can hold on to the ball, I mean, you know, that's a big back.
Yes, it is.
You know, and, I mean, our offensive line has done well with some of the outside zones. You know, they're pretty solid in that. And can, long as we can stay ahead of the downs, as long as we don't start doing that doggone draw inside zone type stuff, because, you know, I don't like that. I like when you can just allow these guys to come off the ball and change the line of scrimmage and allow our backs to make it something happen.
You get that stuff from Trey Thomas, Eitan Sheridan. I'm Devon Givens. This is the Fanatic Pregame Show. On the other side, we will give you the text conversation, Sal Palantonio and head coach Doug Peterson, and what is to be expected from Carson Wentz in game number one back for the 2018 season. Again,
he's
live
throw
from
for
Fishtown
300
Hops.
Yards.
Yeah, he better. Live from Fishtown Hops, Sugar House Casino. The
nine
first
touchdown.
97 listeners here get a prize pack. Come on through. It's a great place to watch the game right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Fanatic Pregame Show, live from Sugar House Casino on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Introducing the amazing iPhone XS you'll love on T-Mobile, the most loved in wireless. It's the perfect way to stay connected to those you heart most, like your BFF.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Just got my iPhone XS.
Look at you. Welcome to the big screens.
So, you got my selfie?
Yeah, like the second you sent it.
Selfie portrait mode.
I totally, like, long tap liked it.
Oh, cool. So, my hair looked...
like straight fire.
What?
What? What about my Memoji? Doesn't it look like...
like you're wearing the same glasses as mine?
Oopsie. Sorry.
Fall in love with iPhone XS on T-Mobile, the most loved in wireless, and share whatever you want, whenever you want, with those you heart most. And right now, you'll love our best offers ever on iPhone XS.
What?
Visit a T-Mobile store or call 1-800-T-Mobile today.
The commercial airline industry is booming. The FAA alone handled over 16 million flights last year. With this level of demand, the industry needs more aircraft technicians. Aircraft technicians keep you safe, secure, and comfortable on all your flights. In fact, they ensure the smooth operation of a transportation system that connects the entire world. We are the Aviation Institute of Maintenance, and we train tomorrow's technicians. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reports the average aircraft technician in Philadelphia makes over $66,000 a year. Call today and start training tomorrow. Visit traintomorrow.com or call 888-FIX-JETS. Call today, train tomorrow. That's traintomorrow.com or call 888-FIX-JETS. For consumer information and specific salary information near you, visit traintomorrow.com. Aviation Institute of Maintenance, training tomorrow's technicians.
Relax in comfort with seats that beat the stadium. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets at our new sports books. Available bets include pro and college football and basketball, baseball, hockey, tennis, soccer, and more. Place your wager on your favorites today and score your own winning record at the book. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets at our new sports books. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At AutoZone, helping to get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. Right now, save on 5 quarts of Valvoline Daily Protection Conventional or Max Life High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP oil filter for $25.99. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Two guys? You came with just two guys?
All you have to do is point.
It took 6 men to get that in here. What? But
all you have to do is point, sir.
What's going on in here? Hey, where's the...
I just pointed at it, and it...
We make junk disappear anytime, anywhere.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Gathering with your family for the game? Don't forget the Dietz and Watson family. Dietz and Watson premium meats and cheeses are made using recipes perfected over four generations. At home or in the lot, go with Dietz and Watson Philadelphia Eagles beef style Franks or try original chicken sausages. Ready to throw on the grill? Tailgating at an Eagles home game? Post a photo on Facebook or Instagram and hashtag it Tailgate Family. The Dietz and Watson tailgate team just might stop by to give you free meat, cheese, and great gear. Go Birds! Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive installation on minimum purchases of $699. That's removal of your old carpet, basic furniture moving, and stairs, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid only on showroom carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
Go Team Rudder. Okay, so maybe that doesn't exactly have the same sound as Go Birds, but Rudder Roofing does some winning ourselves. We win on reducing the stress of your roofing, siding, or window project. We win by over-communicating, being upfront and honest, and on bringing second-to-none, drug-screened, and background-checked technicians to your home. It's the little things that matter when someone works on your project. Let us help protect your house by scheduling today at RudderRoofing.com. That's RUTTERRoofing.com.
Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. The Philadelphia area's fastest growing Chevrolet dealership. Come see them in Marlton or online at ElkinChevrolet.com. Elkin Chevrolet. Find new roads.
The Missinelli Station. Afternoons. 97.5. The Fanatic. Now, back to the Fanatic pregame show live from Sugar House Casino and on 97.5 The Fanatic.
1047, 97.5, the Fanatic pregame show. Again, live from Fishtown Hops, Sugar House Casino, Trey Thomas, Eitan Shandom, Devon Givens, hanging out with you until kickoff as the Birds take on the Colts. The return of Carson Wentz is game day. Love it. There's a lot to get into. We've touched on the running game. Corey Clement, a little bit of Josh Adams and all. But I also wanted to share this conversation with Sal Palantonio and Doug Peterson. Earlier this morning, Sal Palantonio, as he often does, had a chance to speak to the head coach via text. So here is what Doug Peterson said to Sal Palantonio. Here's the quote. First, I mentioned to him about controlling his emotions early on in this game. He will be excited, as he should be, and we'll see how that plays out. Second, he doesn't have to try to make every play. Let the game come to him. And third, enjoy the moment, and as I said to him, welcome back. So that is Doug Peterson texting to Sal Palantonio of ESPN.com and, of course, 97.5 The Fanatic on Carson Wentz's return and his message to him for this game back, Eitan.
I love it, man. And you know what I'm reminded of? Remember that Aaron Andrews cut at the half of that preseason game where she goes up to Doug Peterson? And Doug says, I don't know, man. You ask him. Like, I talked to him before the game. He looked fine to me. We'll never, honestly, fellas, we will never have to go through that again. Doug Peterson will never have to go through that again. The level of trust. Well, you know, you do hope, right? But at least the level of trust. And Trey, you could speak to this better than most people in this city right now. But the level of trust, I imagine, fellas, that returns between quarterback and head coach to this level is something that is very rare in the NFL.
Oh, absolutely. I think that both these guys are, you know, Doug understands what Carson can do, and he's going to do everything that he can to put him in the right situations. And not to say that he didn't do that for Foles. I mean, he's going to try to put whoever he's coaching in the best situation and in position to win, you know, and he expects his players to just make plays. But and he doesn't want to put any more pressure on Carson than he would on any other player. He just wants him to go out there, play your game. Now, I do think that there is a higher level of trust between he and Carson just because, you know, of the athlete and the leader that Carson is within the locker room and out there on the practice field as well.
And Trey, though, when you, as a player in the locker room, and you get how much of a boost is this from you getting a player like Carson Wentz coming back in that locker room? The respect is there. You know the difference between Nick Foles and Carson Wentz as a player, but he just has that respect from everybody in the room. So what does it do for a player like yourself when you get that return from a key guy like this?
You know what, man? As players, it shouldn't raise or lower your meter either way. You should be coming out there to play as hard as you can for whoever is at the quarterback or whoever is at that position, just because you're going out there to battle for your brothers. But it seemed to me that a lot of guys were sending tweets out.
Super happy.
Extremely excited for Carson coming back. And I'm like, well, hold on, man. You know,
you had the Super Bowl MVP.
You had the Super Bowl MVP. Where was the same crunk?
No, he did not.
Where was the same crunk for when we had to start out for Foles?
Now, wait a second.
It's just that shoulder drop.
Right. You're telling me that Jason Peters doesn't feel just a little bit better today?
I'm pretty sure they do. All of them do.
Doesn't feel a little bit worse.
But what I'm saying is, like, you notice when it was announced that Carson was coming back, oh, man, you had players sending out all tweets. Oh, yeah, man, here we go. Let's get our work done. And it's like, well, wait a minute. You should have already had that type
of
feel.
Well, maybe they did. And then all of a sudden, it looked like the first half of the Atlanta Falcons Nick Foles versus the Super Bowl Nick Foles.
Hey, man, it ain't all him. You know what I mean?
I'm not saying that.
I mean, everybody got a little something to share in it. Now, we can't always put it all on just Nick Foles' shoulders.
I'm not saying that.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
All right.
Maybe it's more of Carson Wentz is a better Band-Aid for issues that this team has.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Now.
You get beat, and then it's like, hey, Carson's back. And then everybody forgets all about the loss.
Exactly.
They forgets all about how Deshaun and Jackson and Fitzpatrick just went out there and lit us up. We forgot all about that.
No.
Because, I mean, as soon as we got back, as soon as the first announcement that
came out
after Tampa Bay's loss, Monday morning.
It was forgotten.
Hey, man, that was a tough loss. But, hey, Carson Wentz is back. All right, we forgot all about it.
Nobody even asked the question.
Yeah, we were done.
See?
You know,
wait.
You got Jalen coming out there talking about some y'all fake Eagles.
Oh, we're getting into that. Relax. We're getting into that. It's not even the loss. It's the loss. Let's just say you get beat. You get beat in game, right? Let's just say Jason Peters of Vitae gets beat on the left side. Not losing the game, but losing that one matchup. What can Carson Wentz do versus Nick Foles? He can
everything.
Make something out of it.
Hopefully, man. He's coming off of a knee injury. I don't know.
Hopefully.
You know, The way Foles was getting knocked around in that Tampa Bay game, you know, you definitely want to see it a lot cleaner. It's going to have to be a lot cleaner. I don't want to put that type of pressure on someone that's only nine months back from a major knee surgery. I need him to feel clean. I need him to feel comfortable. I don't need any hits going to this guy right now. I want to keep him clean as possible.
Well, that's the balance that I think Carson Wentz is going to have to face, is the instinct of when the pressure comes. Because they can't be perfect every single play. Sometime the pocket's going to break down. At some point, somebody's going to get through. So you're right. You don't want to see Carson Wentz, Trey, move around like that. But at some point, it's like, well, he's going to have to move to avoid the hit.
Yeah.
But then he might open himself up for another hit when he's outside of the pocket. I feel like I'd rather Carson Wentz be in control of what he's doing as opposed to have to fall back and be like, all right, I can't do this because of the injury, or I'm limited here because of the injury. Now, again, instinct will take over, but at least going into it.
Yeah, I just want to make sure we keep him clean. Man.
Gotta keep him clean.
Well, that's on the line then.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be on the line. It's going to be on the line and the running backs. Line and backs.
See, I've learned now that you can't just blame the offensive line divide.
No, you cannot.
And you see him walking gingerly a little bit with that. But it's just something he has to get used to.
Gingerly.
He just has something he has to get used to. No, he'll be fine.
I thought you meant ginger like his hair color.
Well, let's go with that then. Let's go with that. If you're looking for a place again to watch the game, come down for our watch party with Eitan Shander and Andrew Salchunas. You can watch here on the big screen. Plenty of free parking. I've taken care of it. The parking is taken care
of. Look at you, man.
You see, I'm nice. You know, it's raining. I don't want anybody to have to worry about it. Plenty of free parking. $1 dogs, $2 Miller Lite, $12 Miller Lite buckets. We have great prizes each week, including Flyers tickets, concert tickets, Modell's gift cards, and more. Enter to win Bird's Game Day Road Trip, courtesy of Miller Lite, with the purchase of the Philly Special Appetizer Plate, okay? Fishtown Hops is also serving up live entertainment every Friday and Saturday. Go to sugarhouse.com for more information. This weekend's sponsor, of course, the weekend's programming is brought to you by Adam Mechanical. For all of your AC and plumbing emergencies, visit adammechanical.com. One way to help things out when you come down here and hang out, you can get the first 97 people coming in and get a prize pack, right? Also, the listeners who come down and join us here at Fishtown Hops, we have the new wrinkle that we've introduced week one, where we have a live mic for the crowd to ask a question to the panel. If you want to get some offensive line stuff from Trey Thomas or some defensive questions to Eitan Shander, you can get the live mic here
where you can check in with Brian and Jimmy.
Don't
just box me in.
No, I'm going to box you in.
And how am I boxing?
You know why? Because I'm going to off. Dolphin. I'm talking the quarterbacks. Okay. If they want to know about the quarterbacks, they come
so
to
you
me.
Got the good
because
stuff,
because
huh?
I can make it rain with the football, all right?
Okay.
I can make it rain out there.
We got the wooden toys. He got the video games.
Offensive
see how it is.
So if you do have a question, you're here live at Fishtown Hops. We do have a live mic with Brian and Jimmy. You can talk to Brian and Jimmy. Let them know what you want to talk about. Ask the question to the panel, and we'll do that for the entirety of the show here. Live from Fishtown Hops with Trey Thomas, Eitan Shander, I'm Devon Gibbons. We got to get into the defense a little more on the other side, right here from Fishtown Hops on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Fanatic pregame show, live from Sugar House Casino on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's not just any Wi-Fi. It's streaming in every room in your house, even in the backyard Wi-Fi.
Mom, we're going to watch movies in the treehouse.
That's fine, honey.
It's Wi-Fi that lets your family stream live TV and the most free movies and shows on any device they want.
Dad, can I watch cartoons on the tablet?
How about we use it to finish your homework instead?
Oh, man.
And it's Wi-Fi that can help you save on wireless when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet.
Can we have some of that savings?
Nope, but your college fund can.
It's the best Wi-Fi experience from Xfinity that makes streaming and saving simple, easy, awesome.
Get started with Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how you can save when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Offer ends 10/28/18. Restrictions apply. Limited to the standard triple play for new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply.
Ram Power Days have arrived, which means great deals on the all-new Ram 1500 and the Ram 3500, just in time for football and tailgating season. 1500's available legendary Hemi engine gives you Hall of Famer power. And with 3500's best-in-class 30,000-pound fifth-wheel towing, you can haul enough heavy cookware and food for a whole starting lineup. Hurry in for great deals during Ram Power Days and see why more people are switching to Ram trucks than ever before. Now, well-qualified current lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2018 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $149 a month for 24 months with $2,999 due at signing. Tax, title, license extra. When properly equipped. Class based on 350-3500 pickups since 2010. Based on IHS Market U.S. household methodology and FCA segmentation of conquest data from U.S. new vehicle registrations for CYE 2010 to 2016. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution to lease the U.S. bank. Excludes all other FCA vehicles. 25-cent charge for each mile over 20,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 10-1.
Hey, man, I haven't seen you at the gym in a while. What's been going on?
I'm just happy to spend some time away from the house.
Oof, things that bad?
I can't stand my job. Then I come home to a wife who can't stand me. Hey, you see that guy that just walked by? He's the one we saw at the ball game doing the play-by-play.
Yeah, that's John. Do you know he went to Connecticut School of Broadcasting? After we saw him at the game, I went to one of their studio tours to check out the program, and I loved the learn-by-doing style of training, so I actually decided to enroll. And get this, the first day of classes, we were in the studios.
That's the radio school, right?
No, they do it all. Audio, video, TV, radio, digital media, sports broadcasting.
Oh, that's awesome, man. A career in sports is my dream. I wish I could do that.
You can do it. Check out GoCSB.com to schedule a tour. They have a campus right here in the Philly area. It's so easy, man. See if it's right for you. Visit GoCSB.com to schedule a tour at the Cherry Hill campus. Day and evening classes begin in November.
Connecticut School of Broadcasting, not just for radio anymore.
The Home Depot has very good news for your lawn. It's called Scott's Thicker Lawn, and right now, it's starting at $19.98 a bag. Thicker Lawn is a 3-in-1 mixture of seed, fertilizer, and soil improver. Perfectly formulated for thicker grass and happier lawn owners. So spread the word and get up to a 50% thicker lawn after just one application. Scott's Thicker Lawn, starting at $19.98 a bag. And it's now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
The Yellow Tag sales event at your local BRP dealer is pushing the limits of how affordable a Sea-Doo can be. Right now, not only are we offering up to $1,200 off select 2018 GTI and Spark models, we're also giving you 0% financing for 36 months. Ride into your next adventure with the revolutionary performance of a Sea-Doo watercraft. Escape the everyday at your local BRP dealer. Offer ends September 30th, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
Turn up the heat. The Commodores live. A musical experience you won't forget. Friday, October 12th in the Event Center at Sugar House Casino. Coming down the night. 70 million albums sold, 7 number one hits, the Grammy Award-winning Commodores. Tickets on sale now at SugarHouseCasino.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
This is our new norm.
Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Philadelphia's football station. Now, back to the Fanatic pregame show, live from Sugar House Casino and on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yes, indeed, 11:01 Fishtown Hops pregame show. Trey Thomas, Eitan Shannon, Devon Givens again. Kickoff, 1 o'clock at the Link. Colts, Eagles, the return of Carson Wentz, and we've been getting into a lot of the offense, and we're going to slide over to the defense now and talk about some of the concerns that we had from a week ago, what they need to do today against the Indianapolis Colts. But before we do that, though, I wanted to ask you both about Nelson Agholor on the outside, because when last we saw him specifically as an outside receiver, of course, was before when things just didn't go very well, right, and he started to doubt himself as a player. Slides into that slot position after the trade of Jordan Matthews for Ronald Darby, sending Matthews to Buffalo. We all know now he's back with the Eagles. But, Trey, Nelson Agholor as an outside receiver, we know that Doug Peterson likes to move guys around a lot, so he's not specifically only going to be out there. They're going to try to get some matchup things, have him on the move. You can't ignore those things. But Nelson Agholor specifically as a outside receiver, what are you expecting from him? Do you feel like with the confidence that he's gained from being in the inside, having success, now can ultimately help him now being out on the outside this week?
Absolutely. I think that the confidence that he's gained moving down inside, trusting his hands, trusting his playmaking ability has definitely grown. So I definitely would see, I expect, because now, I mean, you have someone that's out there that has size. He has the speed to be able to make plays. He has the confidence now to trust his hands and get out there and make something happen. I think he'll be all right. And then I think Doug also is going to do a lot of just moving guys around as much as possible, keeping that defense guessing so you don't you want to create whatever mismatch that you can. And I think Carson's going to be on point with it and find that guy.
I'm looking at week one 2 years ago, opening game for Carson Wentz. Top three receivers. In this order, Jordan Matthews, that name sound familiar? Mm-hmm. Zach Ertz, who is night and day better than he was that game, and he was pretty good.
And he was good.
But he now is
he's consistent
top
now.
Three in the NFL.
Right.
And Nelson Agholor, mm-hmm. who was playing more on the outside because Jordan Matthews clearly in the slot, that was before he had some issues that he went through. And I agree with Trey, the confidence level that he's playing with, you can just feel it. When he's out there, those concerns about where he was last year, lost and trying to find his footing, last year was huge for him. And I think that now it's a matter of, like, I can't see Nelson Agholor wilting and reverting back to 2 years ago just because he's asked to run down the field more on the outside.
Right. Nah, I don't see that.
No, if anything, I can see him hungry and saying, all right, this is a new role for me that I played initially.
And who he was.
Exactly.
Right? Coming out of USC, that's who he was.
It's almost like you leave to come back. Mm-hmm. You left the outside to come back now as a stronger, faster, and more confident, mostly important receiver.
And should it work out, once Alshon Jeffrey, who is now practicing again with the team, once Jeffrey comes back, no Mike Wallace because he's out for a bit with the fibula injury. Now you have on the outside Jeffrey, Agholor, and right now if Jordan Matthews can be Jordan Matthews for whatever he is for Carson Wentz, maybe as you said, the wings is the wind.
Carson is the wind beneath his wings.
I'm feeling it.
This brings me back to Seinfeld. It always goes back to Seinfeld, right? So you have those three as your wide receivers plus Ertz and Goddard. Now you have something. Right. Now you have something, right? Yeah, so let's hope that Nelson Agholor gives you something there. But the other side is the question right now.
Well,
is it Gibson? Is it Aiken? What is it?
It's Wentz.
Yeah.
It's Wentz throwing open.
Wentz is going to make the receivers do their thing.
Man, send Shelton Gibson deep. Just do it, right?
Give it a shot.
Yeah. What do you have to lose at this point? Somebody, you
make
have
a play
to
play on the football and make sure it's not an interception. That's it.
And Torrey Smith was able to stretch the field last year with some speed. I'd like to think that there's somebody on this team right now that has equal level speed as Torrey Smith. And Torrey dropped some big balls last year, don't get me wrong. You saw what he was able to do in the Super Bowl. You saw that just that role, and I'm just speaking out of that role. So it's hard for me to think that Doug Peterson, as innovative and as creative as he was last year, can't find a way right now to work in somebody on the outside.
As I watched the television with Deshaun Watson walking in with an AI jersey.
The filler. Uh-huh.
Look at that.
The old school.
The old school filler with the three. Mm-hmm. You know, Deshaun Watson showing just some respect.
Just influencing all over the, you know, Philadelphia's markets all over the NFL
now,
man. It's beautiful. But one of the things that, you know, I just keep going back to, man, and I know we won the Super Bowl without him, but, man, we are continually missing Deshaun Jackson, man, and what he meant to this as a receiver, as a speedster that can open up and be an outside guy that can make plays. I said it Tuesday when I was in there with Jason and Harry.
Yeah.
And it's just like, man, how did Chip do that? And we've been missing that type of receiver ever since. We haven't been able to find someone like that ever since.
I blame you.
Hey, I had nothing to do with that.
You're not in Chip's room.
Hey, man,
get rid of DJ, man. He's no good, man.
Yeah, don't do that.
I'll never
never forgive him for that.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're still missing that type of receiver, that speedster, that outside guy. You know, they did win the Super Bowl last year with
Torrey Smith.
Yeah, that's cool, but, you know, you're still missing that type of receiver. You haven't been able to replace Deshaun Jackson yet.
Well,
yeah, you won. You won without him, but you're still missing that type of receiver.
Let me ask you guys this. Let's look at this big picture long term. Alshon Jeffrey comes back. We get Alshon Jeffrey back to some level of what he was, right? Mm-hmm. The guy was playing hurt last year, and he was still a monster.
Yeah.
So Alshon's on one side. Devon brought it up, and I think it's a good point to further. Now you have an offense that could benefit Nelson Agholor. My question is, it looks like on film, and I'll defer to you, he's got the speed to do that.
Yeah, he has the speed. He has the
Nobody's Deshaun,
there.
Man.
I know, but you've been missing
that. You got the best Christmas present at 12 years old, and now you're 35, and you're looking back and saying, man, listen.
You've just never been able to replace that, though. You haven't been able to replace it, and you should have never been let go.
Now, listen.
But anyway.
He may have hit free agency at some point and left, but the way he was pushed out, It should never happen.
The manner in which it happened should never happen. And those reports
still have not come to fruition.
Got somebody gullible who'll believe anything.
Well, listen, man, real quick, Sal Palantonio just text me. Sal Palantonio, of course, ESPN and the Fanatic. Quick follow-up question for Doug Peterson. With the rain, any thoughts on not playing Carson today because of the wet track? And his answer? No, sir.
For real.
He's going out there. Sal said he'll join us in the 12 o'clock hour.
Awesome.
So we'll get Tim McManus and Sal Palantonio from the link later on. Let's slide over the pregame show again. Trey Thomas, Eitan Shander, Devon Givens live, Sugar House, Fishtown Hops. And remember, the first 97 listeners who slide in here, hang out with us here at Fishtown Hops, Sugar House Casino, prize pack. It's yours. Come on by, get the prize pack and hang out with us. And when you do get here, if you have a question for the panel, and we have the live mic here in front of us, if you want to jump in and talk to us here, ask your question. It will be on the air. You can talk to Brian and Jimmy, of course, of our ground crew, always doing a great job, and they will put you on the mic to ask the question to our guys. Sliding over to the defense, though, troubles on the defensive front. But as you both pointed out in the first segment, the cornerbacks did not really do too well last week against Deshaun Jackson, Chris Godwin, Mike Evans. They have to be better. O.J. Howard. Yeah, but that was more safety stuff. Well, the tackling from Otto Darby. You're right.
No,
you're right. I apologize.
There's going to be an opportunity where somebody crossing the field is going to be tackled by a cornerback.
Go get him. Yes. Well, they did not do well last week, the corners. And Jalen Mills has been taking a lot of heat. So let's start with Jalen Mills and his comments. The comments, of course, Philadelphia fans, the real Philadelphia fans later on. It's almost like that Fairweather fan comment that's made before, a lot, right? Well, Jimmy had the cachet to say it. Jimmy Rollins.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he'll take the heat, he'll go out there and he'll perform, and he's an all-level player, an MVP and all that
stuff.
He
backed it up, right?
He backed it up. And Jalen did win a Super Bowl, and they were winning a Super Bowl with him on the outside. But I don't know that I like them saying that. Guys, Eitan, I'll start with you.
Well, no. He's been waiting to address this for a minute.
You have
who am I to deny you?
You have the floor, my man.
I mean, you know what, man?
See?
When you're a young cat, man, you know, you just feel like, you know, I'm just going to go out there and just say something and not really think about it, you know? And it's funny because you got to understand what environment that you're in. And, you know, and this is a tough environment to play for. These fans are diehard and will let you know when you're doing well. And they also will let you know when you're out there stinking it up. And when you get burnt and you get your ass lit up, the fans are going to let you know extremely quick. And, you know, and then, you know, you got to decide what you want then. Do you want the limelight and be on Twitter showing all everything that you're doing and everybody's praising you, but then when things go bad, now you don't want anybody to say anything to you. So which one do you want? You know, if you want that platform, then stand on it and take the good with the bad. But then don't all of a sudden now you want to turn on everybody and all y'all fake fans. How they fake fans? That fans going to let you know exactly. I consider my fans to be real if you let me know when I'm doing bad. Let me know when I'm doing bad. That's what family is supposed to do. Right. But don't be so shallow and sensitive that now you can't take it and you want to shut everybody down.
Oh, we love
play
you,
Trey. Better.
You gave up 7 sacks, but we love
you,
man.
You should expect to get booed when you get your ass roasted. What you expect? You think, don't worry about it. Deshaun Jackson, you know, he just a good player, you know. Don't worry about it. Everybody isn't going to gate capital you, doubt.
There
you
it
know
is.
What I'm saying? You get smashed, everybody should let you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because then when you go out there and you play well, when you go out there and you make that big play against Julio and you showboat, you want everybody to clap for you. Then so, you know, take the good with the bad. And if you can't take it, get your ass off Twitter.
What's his problem, Drake? What is his problem on the field? And as you're saying, he's getting roasted. He's getting burnt. They keep coming after him. What is his problem? Is it technique? Is it the speed? Playing
I think
off?
It's more of the speed.
Okay.
You know, he's a big receiver. I mean, big corner, you know, big physical guy. And I like Jalen, man. I like the way, the attitude that he plays with. You know, he plays with a certain level of confidence. But then, you know, when you get yourself out there and, you know, and you one-on-one, you get exposed and you don't give your defensive line time to get there, then you're going to get exposed. And I mean, you know what? Deshaun Jackson has made a lot of corners look that way. But then if you have a bad game, man, don't come out there and try to jump on the fans just because you had a bad game. How about go look at the film, see where you made your mistakes, and then try to correct and then move on from there. But you don't need to make enemies of your fans because now if you go out there and you get lit up tonight, oh, they're going to let you know how you feel, exactly how they feel, and then what you're going to do.
Yeah, there's a target on you now.
Now you're going to start deleting, and now you're going to be blocking everybody that's talking bad about you. Man, who has time for all that, man? Just get ready to play ball.
It's exhausting.
And Eitan.
Going through your mentions like that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you know?
As you said earlier, we were talking about it. It's the era in which we live in now in the league. But, Eitan, the one thing that Jalen Mills always gets caught on is the double move. That's the one thing that the fan base always points out with Jalen Mills. The double move.
Right, and you see that a lot in between the 20s, and that's where.
And if the fans know it, the D corner, the defensive coordinators know it,
right?
Hey, the offensive coordinators, they're going to attack it,
and that's not going to stop.
No,
that's not going to stop at all. And I don't know if the easy solution is to move him to the slot and move Sidney Jones out there. Clearly, they're not ready yet to do that for whatever reason.
I would,
yeah, and I think Jim Schwartz is definitely smart and perceptive, looking at his defense and knows where the strengths are. So that's an inevitability. It's going to happen.
I think Schwartz will give him one more game.
Yeah, I can see that.
I think he'll give him one more game, and then they'll make that decision because I think Schwartz, for whatever reason, he has this affection for Jalen. You know what I'm saying? And he really covers him, and he's going to make sure that he's going to take care of him. He doesn't want to hurt his feelings. You know, everybody have to worry about their feelings now, you know. So, you know, he's going to cover him, man. You know, and then he'll give him another shot. You'll see. And then if he gets lit up, all right, Sidney, we got to make this move.
Good thing that they have going for him is this defense is night and day different. And it's at least this year, but we saw it last year too a little bit. Right now, that Bucs defense, the defense in Tampa, pardon me, versus the defense against Atlanta, when they're home, they play better. They play up. They play bigger. There's more aggression. There's just more energy. They stop. Teams last year couldn't play football at the link. They just were dismantled. On the road, it was a little different story. This is going to be huge for this defense to get back to where they were, even in Atlanta, where they gave up a lot of yards between the 20s. They held. They held in the red zone. And if they're able to do that with Andrew Luck, that's how you beat him. All right, Andrew's going to get his. Now, again, they're not opening it up either in 2 weeks. It's not like Andrew Luck's dropping back throwing for 350 a pop. But if they're slowly easing him into that, this could be a game in which they say, okay, let's ask him to throw a little bit more. You almost have to look at it and say, let's get him to get his a little bit in the 20s between those, and then in the red zones where you clamp. And they've been able to do that really successfully, uber successfully at home. So Jalen has to kind of fall back in line with how everybody else has been doing and revert back to and playing up. And even if it's that end zone, that red zone part of me where he was able to kind of negate a mistake or two with Julio, you have to be able to show that. Because Trey's right. If you're getting cooked between the 20s and then you're giving up a play in the end zone, or if you're getting a big play now to T.Y. Hilton, how many weeks in a row are you going to say, hey, man, that Julio Jones, that DeSean Jackson, that T.Y. Hilton, what, that Corey Davis, that Stephon Diggs? You keep going down the list. There's going to be a speedster. There's going to be somebody that's going to go down the field every single week.
And I want to get back to something Trey said about after we let the people know again. Trey Thomas, Eitan Shander, Devon Givens, the pregame show here live at Fishtown Hop Sugar House Casino. The first 97 Fanatic listeners to arrive before kickoff win a Fanatic prize pack, plus the chance to win tickets to next week's home game. Pardon me, the next home game, that will be against Minnesota. Stay for the official Fanatic watch party with Eitan Shander and Andrew Sauchunas. Enjoy Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets. That's presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner, supported by Visit Philly and Gerhard's Appliances. We will hear from Tim McManus again of ESPN.com and 97.5 The Fanatic once the inactives and actives come out. And Trey, real fast, we were talking about Jalen, and at some point, Eitan shared, well, you know, hey, Sidney Jones maybe at some point. I would is what you said.
Yeah.
What have you seen from them both to say I would right away?
Sidney just seems like he's a lot more comfortable out there, man, and he has the speed. You know, when you go back and you just look at the Tampa Bay's receivers, you got DeSean Jackson, four catches, four targets. Then you had Mike Evans, dude, 10 catches, 12 targets, and one of them was just one that he just dropped. They hit him in the center.
Wide open.
I mean, so, you know, both Darby and Mills, and if you put Sidney out there, they're going to have to be a little bit more physical, man, because a lot of people, they're going to just keep dinking and dunking, and that's when you need those type of cornerbacks that are quick enough and physical enough to play a little bit more press, that can get physical with those receivers to throw off the timing of the quarterback, because if you just sit back, they'll just dink and dunk you all the way down the field.
Yeah, I wonder how that changes how much Jim Schwartz is going to blitz today as well, because the more you blitz, obviously, the more you're going to leave these guys out there. And if you see Jalen struggling on the outside on this island, then that may prevent you from being more aggressive. But now you go down the back and forth, which is you can't let Andrew Luck sit back there. I mean, any quarterback in the NFL you give time is going to pick you apart. Andrew Luck is a bad example of somebody that you do not want, right, to take off on you like that. So you're going to have to – I don't know how he balances this out with corners struggling like they were last week and knowing that you have to be more aggressive to get to the quarterback.
Well, one of the things you can feed off of is that the energy that with Carson coming back, with them being, you know, everybody's forgotten about the Tampa Bay game. You know, it's all – the season has officially started now. This is the home opener.
Oh, no.
Yes. You know, the banner, they're going to re-drop the banner. They're going to roll, you know, cover the banner up, and they're going to re-drop it. And the energy is just going to be crazy. Yeah, it's going to be crazy. And, you know, and the defense is going to feed off of that again, you know, because that definitely works in the defensive hands when the crowd is crazy and you have to go off silent count, because now you can get the jump on the offensive lineman, and, you know, if they're a little late, and with our guys being as crafty rushers as they are, you know, if you're a little late, they're going to get there, you know, so that helps. But now it does hurt you a little bit, because Andrew Luck will get out of the pocket and will kind of get upfield, you know, so you're going to have to be careful with the way you do things, because he's not one of those guys that, like a Tony Romo, that had a way of how he would always loop out of the pocket. You know, Andrew Luck is kind of like, you know, Wilson out there, where he'll pick a hole and just get upfield if he has to. Yet he did it last week for about 8 or 9 yards. So you got to kind of watch him and make sure you're disciplined with your rush.
Well, part of that help is the rush. And yeah. we didn't see it enough last week, and that's been a topic of conversation. Guys just simply could not get to Ryan Fitzpatrick. He just got Tampa Bay just did it right. Play it smart, get the ball out of his hand, allow the receivers, your better players, to make plays, and they did just that. As you pointed out, 10 catches, 12 targets for Mike Evans. He's the best receiver on the team. He's elite in this league, and he gets that many targets and completions and the one drop that he was wide open. That's why he dropped it, because he was so wide open. They need to get to Andrew Luck today. And listen, man, they have a great rotation on the defensive front. They have to get to Andrew Luck 8 times.
Fitzpatrick was 27 for 33.
And just standing there.
He was comfortable.
Just standing there.
Comfortable the whole game.
It was quick. Quick throws, staying ahead of the downs.
See, I can live with Andrew Luck throwing the football. Like, I can live almost with a high completion percentage with Andrew Luck, knowing that those are going to be shorter passes where the ball's in front of the defense. I can't live with Andrew Luck being comfortable.
Yep.
That's going to be an issue. Make his life miserable from play one. I'm almost tempted to say go defense first, even though you want the ball.
Oh, yeah.
But it's Carson. It's Carson.
Whenever he steps on the field, the crowd will go crazy. If it's off a defensive stance in the first series, it's still going to go nuts.
It's still going to go
the
crazy.
The anticipation.
I always like to start with the defensive energy to kind of capitalize on that whole momentum of, oh, welcome back. He comes out of it, you know, because if you send him out there first, then now he's going to be all amped up and all fired up. I'd rather give him a little time to calm down a little bit, you know, and then like, all right, you know, especially at quarterback, dude, that's a totally different position. You know, you need that quarterback to kind of, you have that jittery energy, and then you kind of focus in and you center in. Defense, you can just let them run wild, you know, snot flailing everywhere. You know, they can go out there and really feed off of that energy. Your quarterbacks need to kind of be a little bit more, all right, that's fired up. All right, let's center in and let's go, you know, because it's a totally different way of how you have to work with the energy.
You think that's Carson, though? Like, he seems like such a centered young man. Look at how
get out there, and that energy that's going to be out there tonight for that first game, it's going to affect you.
But look at Cleveland and Chicago, his first year. He looked like completely under poise. That's as a rookie.
Yeah, but he's coming off of injury. All the expectation.
That's the difference.
You know, everything. He's already sent out a tweet earlier this morning.
I love it.
You know,
send out the tweet.
He's tweeting already about, you know what the Lord has done for him and his getting back to on the field, you know. So,
this is off of Sal Powell's earlier mention with the text with Doug Peterson. As he said, listen, first he mentioned to him about controlling his emotions early in the game because he will be excited, as he should. Second, he doesn't have to try to make every play, let the game come to him and then enjoy the moment. As he said, just simply welcome back. And that's to your point. Don't take it all on you right away. It's a team effort. They're going to do everything they can to put them in a good position to be successful this afternoon.
It would have been nice just to have one of them. Just an Ajayi or a Sproles. Just one.
Just one.
For Carson.
Well, Corey, listen.
No, I don't know Corey, but he's already banged up. I can't see him getting 35 touches today.
I'd be all right.
He would never get 35 touches. Yeah. Listen.
Well, who else is
going to be a running back? You're going to get Smallwood. When he's shown himself, he had a couple good runs. You know, against what that was, Atlanta, where he had a couple solid good runs.
Yeah, he had the touchdown last week off of the left side between the tackles and between the tackle and the guard to get to the end zone.
The body of work has been struggling.
Yeah.
He'll
be all right.
He'll be all right.
I'm gonna hold you to that.
Our Fanatic pregame show is presented by Sugar House Casino. Check out the action at Philly's hottest gaming floor and score big with over $500 in new member offers. Philly loves a winner. If you come down to Sugar House this afternoon, this morning, whenever time you get here, check us out at our Dietz & Watson Mobile Broadcast Center. Our Fanatic pregame show is also brought to you by your local Pierce Phelps Bryant dealers, who will do whatever it takes to keep you warm this upcoming winter. Visit nopaybryant.com to find a dealer near you. Tim McManus, shortly, once the inactives and actives come out from the link, Sal Powell in the 12 o'clock hour early, right? Maybe right around noon.
Nice.
We'll hear from Sal. And, of course, we'll get our picks later from the guys here on the panel. Trey Thomas, Eitan Shander, Devon Gibbons. Pregame show live from Fishtown Hops. The first 97 listeners, they get a prize when they get here. Come on down. Hang out with us. 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Fanatic pregame show live from Sugar House Casino on 97.5 The Fanatic.
While green, thick grass is more important than just the looks, the more grass you have, the less weeds you have. Now, my guys in Natural Lawn are scientists that can explain exactly how it works. I'm not, but they tell me it's simple. So hire my guys in Natural Lawn of America. That's my lawn care company. In the fall, it's important to set the table to get your lawn ready for not only the spring, but it'll help for the rest of the year. So aeration and seeding are essential. Now, whether you live in PA or New Jersey, Natural Lawn's aeration and seeding service will help restore your lawn's health and beauty. The products are organic-based, the techs are the best in the business, and they've been helping my lawn grow at its best for many years. I continue to recommend them because it works. You got to call Natural Lawn of America for their limited time offer today. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program and they will seed your lawn free of charge. Now, I just told you how important seeding is. It's free. Call 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. It's my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
You've got all kinds of hustle. Like get the job done hustle and get the kids out the door hustle. If you've got hustle, we've got your back. University of Maryland University College, a respected state university with 90 plus programs and specializations and more than 70 years experience serving working adults like you. That includes rolling admissions to help you get started, and you could get credit for your career experience, affordable courses, and no-cost digital course materials for most programs, and the flexibility of online classes to fit your busy life. If you've got hustle, University of Maryland University College is made for you. Start earning more than $9,000 towards your bachelor's degree. The UMUC Northeast Tri-State Scholarship is designed for working adults like you in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. To find out if you qualify, visit us online at umuc.edu/tristate. That's umuc.edu/tristate.
Hey, Harry Mays here to talk about the fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer in the tri-state area. My friends at turnersvillejeep.com. Come see why so many South Jersey and Philly buyers are coming to Turnersville for great deals on new Jeeps, Ram pickups, Dodges, and Chryslers at turnersvillejeep.com. Now, I was down there, and I'll tell you, wait till you see their huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at turnersvillejeep.com. They have over 600 cars and trucks on site to choose from. Go down there and ask for my main man, Ron Fina, at turnersvillejeep.com. Ron has spent over a decade building a reputation for exceptional customer service and giving customers the very best deal. Ron's a good dude. This is Harry Mays for turnersvillejeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at turnersvillejeep.com. Oh, did I say turnersvillejeep.com?
This is Jason Martinez for Conkerville Nissan. At Conkerville Nissan, they know that each customer that comes through the door has their own story, and respecting that goes a long way. At Conkerville Nissan, they take the time to listen and help every customer find the exact right vehicle for their lives. September is your month to drive a new Nissan, like a 2018 Nissan Rogue S all-wheel drive for just $189 per month for 36 months with total due at start of $1925, or a 2018 Nissan Sentra SV, just $139 per month for 36 months with total due at start of $1875, or buy any new Nissan with 0% financing for 60 months. Also, September is truck month at Conkerville Nissan. Go to 202nissan.com and check out the amazing deals they have on trucks like the Titan. Conkerville Nissan on Route 202 South in Glen Mills. Online at 202nissan.com. That's 202nissan.com. Tax, tags, and title, extra prior sales excluded. Rogue S selling price, $26,365. VIN number JC764857. Sentra SV selling price, $20,360. VIN number JY273004. Vehicle must be in stock and delivery taken by October 1st, 2018.
Oddshark.net is your source for the latest odds from leading authorities, expert editorial content, and detailed matchup picks straight from their supercomputer. Looking for statistics and trends for an upcoming game? Oddshark has that too, and it's free. Oddshark experts provide in-depth analysis packed with information and insights that will help you make the sharp picks every day. Before the game, head to Oddshark.net and start playing like a sharp today.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive installation on minimum purchases of $699. That's removal of your old carpet, basic furniture moving, and stairs, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Valid only on showroom carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
The National Brain Tumor Society invites you to take action in the fight against brain tumors and join them at the Navy Yard on October 13th for the Race for Hope Philadelphia. This family-friendly 5K timed run and walk raises funds and awareness for the brain tumor community. Visit them at raceforhopepa.org. Register today.
Sports talk for Morton and all of Delco. 97.5. The Fanatic. Now, back to the Fanatic pregame show, live from Sugar House Casino and on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Fanatic pregame show, 11:30, live from Fishtown Hops. Trey Thomas, Eitan Shander, Devon Givens hanging out with you until kickoff as the Birds host the Indianapolis Colts. Week 3, the return of Carson Wentz. We are live again, Fishtown Hops, Sugar House Casino. Come hang out with us. First 97 listeners get a free nice prize pack here when you come on down to hang out and chill with us. You can also ask a question if you want to hang out with us here. We have the live mic here, and you can check in with Brian and Jimmy to let the guys know what you want to speak of. You can ask the panel a question, and we will have Tim McManus at some point, Sal Palantonio in the 12 o'clock hour. Come hang out with us here again. Fishtown Hop, Sugar House Casino, always a great place. We've been here for the first 2 weeks of the season. Great time. Playoffs last season. Great turnout. So you won't be disappointed when you come hang out with us. Great food, the entire thing. It's a good place to hang out and watch TV on the big screen, couple of screens around here, the bar area. Whatever you need, we have here at Fishtown Hops, Sugar House Casino. And we do have a live listener here at the Fanatic Fishtown Hops broadcast. And so just introduce yourself and direct your question to everybody.
Hi, I'm Bob from Bucks County. Got a question for Trey.
Uh-huh.
Trey, being that you're one of the greatest left tackles in Eagles history, my question is, who do you think will be playing left tackle for the Eagles next year if Jason Peters retired? Do you think it'll be Big V, Mulata, Lane Johnson, or someone else? And the follow-on question, do you think the Eagles should blitz more?
Okay, for the left tackle, because I think this might be Jason Peters' last year.
Thanks again.
Yeah, thanks. I think Vitae will probably start out, you know, as Jordan continues to, get a little bit more confidence, continues to learn the game. I could definitely see Jordan possibly taking over that left tackle role just because he has progressed a lot since he started playing the game. His technique has gotten a lot better. He just has to continue to just, you know, take those lumps through training camp and continue to get better. But you definitely don't move Lane Johnson over just because Lane Johnson is a much better right tackle than left, and you don't want to mess with that. You can either get Vitae to kind of continue to progress and just continue to work with Jordan to get him seasoned as much as possible.
And defensively, yes, also, should they blitz more?
Definitely need to blitz more, you know, to kind of mix it up a little bit, run a couple more games, depending on what the line is giving you. You know, Luck is a pretty smart cat. You know, he's one of those guys that, again, has an extremely high football IQ. So he's going to be someone that's going to be looking for certain stuff. But we're definitely going to need to mix it up a little bit to kind of give that offensive line a chance. You know, I mean, give our defensive line a chance. And to also just to just keep Luck as uncomfortable as possible because, you know, he is someone also that's coming off of an injury and hasn't played in a while.
He's got history, too, and we saw this up close and personal when they played the Colts and Luck was healthy, where Luck has a tendency to make mistakes early. Now, he's also the reason why that team comes back, and it's really rare that you can blow this Colts team out with a healthy Andrew Luck, but he'll give you opportunities to take advantage of. Mm-hmm. He'll rush a throw. He at times likes to will try to put the ball in a window that's way too tight or make an errant throw based off of, I don't know, the fact that he might think that he can make every single throw, and God bless him because I imagine every quarterback thinks that way. But
yeah, you better.
The point is that he has tendencies in the past in which as good and as great as he could be on the field, guys, he'll make a mistake. That Luck mistake is coming. That Luck turnover is coming. I'm telling you, first half, and I'm with Trey. We should be focusing when we talk on Luck as much about coming back from injury, actually more because of the nature of his injuries than Carson Wentz. That's going to be, I would see rust on Luck, I think, before I'd see rust on Wentz.
Yeah, Well, you know, when you go back and you look at both these games, I mean, you know, Luck has thrown two interceptions last week, one the week before. He was sacked the week before twice and then was sacked last week once. He's thrown, what, four touchdowns so far? So, you know, you kind of want to make sure that you keep him uncomfortable. I mean, you know, that first game, you know, I know they lost to the Bengals 24-34, but, I mean, he was 39 for 53. So, you know, he was uncomfortable back there. You know, the defense was getting after him. Yeah, you know. Damn. That's what you need when you want to look at numbers like that, you know. Yeah. But when you also go back to what he did against Washington, now he was 21 for 31, 479 yards, two touchdowns. And I think there was a fumble mixed in there somewhere. So, right. You know, he's going to give you an opportunity to get the ball. You know, you have to seize the moment and make those turnovers into points. But we also need to – this game is all about getting to the quarterback, protecting the quarterback, and opening up the run, man. That's what this game is all about. You know, you can have all the flashiness in the world, but it's all about protecting the quarterback and getting to the quarterback, and if you can run the ball.
Establishing the line of scrimmage on both sides.
Yes, sir. You have to.
You have to. Well, the inactives are out, but we'll have Tim McManus on the other side of the break. We also want to incorporate, since we have the live questions here, we want to incorporate some phone calls as well for the remainder of the show. 610-632-0975. If you want to speak to Trey and Eitan about anything that we're talking about here, please do call in and let us know. Again, 610-632-0975. We do have someone on the line that's been waiting for a bit, so let's go to Troy right now in Philly. Troy, you're on the pregame show with Trey Thomas, Eitan Shander, and Devon Givens.
How you guys doing?
All right, good.
Good, good. I was with you guys last week.
Yes. Good to hear from you again.
Definitely. Basically, what I wanted to talk about is the offense. It's a little concern for me this week because of the fact that without
the running backs?
Without our tight end, I'm sorry. Our names get stuck.
Ertz, yes.
Well, see, without Alshon Jeffries, I don't think Ertz is going to be able to get free a lot like he would with Jeffries. What you guys think about that?
Well, last week he did it. Well, he was successful last week. The only thing is the outside help, the wide receivers couldn't really get anything going. He did have a nice day overall. I believe he had double-digit catches for over 100 yards. Aguilar had another game of 8 catches as well for the Birds. So I think he can. It's what else you're getting from everyone else to go along with the production that you're getting from Zach Ertz.
Right. Okay. That's all I had. I just wanted to discuss that. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it. Right, no problem, yeah.
Yeah, because what really changes if you're taking, especially if you're taking out somebody on the outside, your two corners on the outside, are you now doubling Zach Ertz?
Absolutely.
Well, okay, well, then that should open things up for somebody else on the field, like Jordan Matthews in the slot. Dallas Goddard if they're running double tight.
Yeah, right. You're going to have to go double tight, I think, a little bit, you know, just for the protection aspect of it and also include the run into it also. But when you look at last week, I mean, Zach Ertz definitely was a big improvement. I mean, 11 receptions for 13 targets, you know, for 94 yards. You know, you definitely want to keep that going. But then now, you know that if you don't have any threats outside, then they naturally think to, all right, well, let's go to his next safety blanket, which has always been Ertz for Foles, you know. So you're definitely going to need to spread the ball around. We cannot have it where everybody knows, okay, this is who he's going to go to. You know, we start keying on, we start doubling him up. So we definitely need to kind of mix it up, just throw to the open guy, and let's make a play.
That's, to me, the best thing that Carson Wentz can do, not can do, but will do, is his ability to go through progressions, make the right reads and the right throws under pressure. And it's not a knock on the guy who was doing it for the previous two games, but don't we all have exponentially more confidence right now in Carson Wentz to drop back, look from left to right, right to left, identify the throw when pressure's coming and make it better than Nick Foles at very least?
Right now, I'm just kind of waiting. I need to see what he's going to do coming back into this game. You know, you can't judge him by what he did last year. This is a totally different year coming off of injury. You know, I just want to see that those first couple plays will make me feel a whole lot more comfortable about it. You know, because you just want to make sure that he doesn't come out there and is scared to let the ball fly. And a lot of times you can see with Foles, he would always wait. The receiver had to be wide open for him to throw the ball, and that just doesn't happen in the NFL. He has to just trust that his guys are going to be there, get rid of the ball, stay on time, and let's just stay ahead of the downs. So when I see him come out and he's crisp like that, that'll erase all my doubts, and I'm ready to go.
What do you think is going to make you feel better about Carson Wentz today, fellas? Is it what Trey said, making that first crisp throw, or is it just popping right up from that first hit?
I think it's really the throw.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't be out there if we don't think he can take a hit.
Well, it's not that he can or cannot take a hit.
It's just, I understand.
Same thing with Embiid. When he hits the deck, we still hold our breath.
Yeah. Well, I would like for him not to even take a hit. You know it's going to happen. He's going
to
be somebody's going to
come free. I'd like to walk out of here with $1 million, bro.
Something's going to happen.
Hey,
but
it could happen.
But if he gets rid of the ball on time, that gets rid of all of that. That kind of helps neutralize that. That makes your offensive line way better when you're getting rid of the ball at around that 1.8, 1.7. You know, anything,
no more than 2.3.
And everything under 2.3. That makes your offensive line way better.
Alpha Nag pregame show. Game day weather report is brought to us by AmericanStandardAir.com. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com today to find a dealer near you. And right now, it still looks like it's hovering around 61 degrees at kickoff.
Big man weather.
90% chance of rain steady 61. Throughout until 4. So the high of 63, and right now it looks like, based on our weather report here, 61, 62 each hour going up until 4 o'clock.
I love it.
Everything from... Yeah, because you're not out there on the field in that rain.
All right, I'll defer to a man who was out there in the rain.
Nothing bothers you.
I didn't like to be cold. I didn't like playing cold.
What's cold? Like 60 degrees and wet isn't really cold.
Nah, that's not bad. But when it starts dipping into those 30s, you know, I'm from Florida. You know, I'm tropical.
Nah,
man.
You are tropical. You know,
I'm a tropical nature being. I'm from where it's. My mom, you know, back when it was wintertime, it was like 60 degrees. Go ahead and get some firewood. I'm like, what are we doing? It's 60 degrees.
When's the first time you saw snow?
I took a trip to Syracuse when I was coming out of high school.
Recruiting. And that was the first time.
Yeah, that was my first time seeing snow. Yeah, because I'm from DeLand, Florida, man. There's no snow down there.
Nah, man.
If it snowed, it was like, oh, my God, that world is coming to an end. We need to get our affairs in order.
Well, you don't have to worry about that. Only rain right now. Only rain right now for Carson Wentz and the Philadelphia Eagles. 610-632-0975. If you want to get in, join the conversation. Trey Thomas, Eitan Shannon, the pregame show with Devon Givens, live from Fishtown Hops and Sugar House Casino. On the other side, we'll hear from Tim McManus of ESPN.com and 97.5 The Fanatic to get the latest on the Birds, plus the actives and the inactives right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Fanatic pregame show live from Sugar House Casino on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's not just any Wi-Fi. It's streaming in every room in your house, even in the backyard Wi-Fi.
Mom, we're going to watch movies in the treehouse.
That's fine, honey.
It's Wi-Fi that lets your family stream live TV and the most free movies and shows on any device they want.
Dad, can I watch cartoons on the tablet?
How about we use it to finish your homework instead?
Oh, man.
And it's Wi-Fi that can help you save on wireless when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet.
Can we have some of that savings?
Nope, but your college fund can.
It's the best Wi-Fi experience from Xfinity that makes streaming and saving simple, easy, awesome.
Get started with Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how you can save when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Offer ends 10/28/18. Restrictions apply. Limited to the standard triple play for new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply.
Well, with fall approaching, it's time to replace your old drafty windows and doors before another cold winter season rolls in. But if the cost of sending your kids back to school is causing you to put off your project just a little longer, my friends at Guided Door and Window might have a solution to your problem. In addition to receiving 20% off on windows and doors, Guided will allow you to start your project today with no money down and take up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free once the job is expertly installed. So you'll be able to start enjoying all the benefits of new, highly energy-efficient windows and doors. You'll get an increased comfort level in your home and lower monthly energy bills while you take advantage of 20% savings. And you get the luxury of paying off your project interest-free for up to 36 months. But you must act now. This offer for a limited time only. Restrictions apply. For full details, call Guided today and schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate. The number's 1-877-GO-GUIDA or online at goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com.
Huddle up for winning deals. It's Gateway Kia's Championship Savings Kickoff Event. Get up to $6,000 over book value for your trade. Or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. A new 2018 Kia Forte or new 2019 Kia Soul. Just $179 a month. Zero down, zero first payment, zero due at sign. Or get a new 2019 Kia Sportage or a new 2019 Kia Sorento. Just $199 a month. Zero down, zero first payment, zero due at sign. Score a savings touchdown during Gateway Kia's Championship Savings Kickoff event. Kick off this season by getting up to $6,000 overbook value for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. When you want to be a savings champion, we'll see you at Gateway Kia, Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Shop online at GatewayKia.com.
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia
giants. Leases are 36-month zero security deposit, 10K miles per year. Lease and tax title with DMV. Discount lease only. Trade down some value. Credit approval expires 9/30/18.
These are the moments sports fans live for. Well, they just got better. William Hill, America's number one sports book, has just touched down in New Jersey. They've been taking bets on sports for over 80 years. So if you've got a gut feeling, bet with William Hill on the app and at WilliamHill.com. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
The Home Depot has very good news for your lawn. It's called Scott's Thicker Lawn, and right now, it's starting at $19.98 a bag. Thicker Lawn is a 3-in-1 mixture of seed, fertilizer, and soil improver. Perfectly formulated for thicker grass and happier lawn owners. So spread the word and get up to a 50% thicker lawn after just one application. Scott's Thicker Lawn, starting at $19.98 a bag. And it's now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
Gathering with your family for the game? Don't forget the Dietz and Watson family. Dietz and Watson premium meats and cheeses are made using recipes perfected over four generations. At home or in the lot, go with Dietz and Watson Philadelphia Eagles beef style Franks or try original chicken sausages. Ready to throw on the grill? Tailgating at an Eagles home game? Post a photo on Facebook or Instagram and hashtag it Tailgate Family. The Dietz and Watson tailgate team just might stop by to give you free meat, cheese, and great gear. Go Birds! Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing.
My seafood restaurant has a giant walk-in freezer. We call her Big Frosty. I don't know how many years she's got left in her or how much each ice cube is costing me, but I do know that she keeps the fish cold.
You don't have to be an expert, because Pico has lots of ways to help your business save energy and money, like high-efficiency equipment incentives to replace Big Frosty. Visit Pico.com/smartideas. Pico, the future is on.
Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. The Philadelphia area's fastest growing Chevrolet dealership. Come see them in Marlton or online at ElkinChevrolet.com. Elkin Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5. The Fanatic. Now, back to the Fanatic pregame show live from Sugar House Casino and on 97.5 The Fanatic.
11:47, 97.5 The Fanatic. It is the pregame show. Trey Thomas, Eitan Shander, Devon Givens live from Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. Great spot. Come on down and hang out again. The first 97 listeners who come hang out with us, they get a prize pack. You have an opportunity to win tickets. The tickets specifically, the next home game.
Look at that.
Against Minnesota. You'll want to be there for that one. Hopefully, we're talking about a 3-1 team going into that game. Week number 5 at home. Carson Wentz settling in. That'll be, what, his third game, hopefully, going into his third game. But to talk about Carson Wentz and the Philadelphia Eagles and what we should expect from them coming off of their first loss of the season. But of course, the big story is the return of the franchise quarterback. That's the return of our guy, Tim McManus of ESPN.com and 97.5 The Fanatic contributor on the Comcast Business Hotline. T-Mac, what's going on?
What's going on, boys? Big day here at the link. Carson Wentz getting ready. You know, it's been raining all day, as you guys know, in Philadelphia. They had the tarp on the field for the early portion of the morning, had to take it off once players started warming up around 10 o'clock. But, you know, the forecast is rain throughout the course of the day, so Carson Wentz's first test on that surgically repaired left knee is going to be on at least somewhat of a slick surface.
Well, how's the energy been in there now, Tim? You know, and all week long that the news that was out there early from you guys that it was going to happen, he is back. What's the energy been like on the first few hours down there on the field?
People are getting pretty excited about it. You could see from his teammates this week, you know, they weren't painting the picture like it was this huge wave of emotion. I mean, they respect very much Nick Foles and what he did, Super Bowl MVP, the whole thing, and they feel like they've been operating at a pretty high level as is. But I think Lane Johnson probably put it best, you know, with Wentz back, you know, it makes them want to pick up their game all the more, knowing what he put in order to get back to this moment, and that if they protect him properly, that he can lead them to a lot of wins. And so I think that the wind is in the sails of this team right now. The energy throughout the city and certainly at the link right now is pretty high.
T-Mac, you've got a couple of factors that maybe normally wouldn't play into Carson Wentz's return and the approach the offense is going to take. You've got Carson Wentz coming back from injury, no Jay Ajayi, no Darren Sproles, the Colts defense, and the fact that it's wet out there. How do you think that the Eagles, specifically Doug Peterson, is going to balance all of those factors and put out an offense that can maximize Carson Wentz while still knowing that this is his first game back?
Yeah, the first thing that comes to mind is that they were never going to exactly hide Wentz, and Peterson made the statement earlier this week, you know, I'm not going to coach scared. I'm not going to coach paranoid. I don't think that was ever in their thought process, but you would like to ease them in a little bit, maybe, and lean on some of your skill position players to help get that job done, and specifically the running game. And the issue with that is there is no Jay Ajayi in this game. There is no Darren Sproles. Corey Clement was questionable, but is going to play, but he has a quad injury that he suffered late in the week. And then at the receiver position, Alshon Jeffrey is out for this game, and you're going to be relying, we know what happened to Mike Wallace last week, and so you're going to be relying on, like, Jordan Matthews just gets signed this week, along with Nelson Agholor and that group. In other words, there's not a whole lot for Wentz to fall back on. And I would also point out that there isn't much of a vertical threat in theory in the pass game. Agholor is probably your best option, but beyond that, there isn't a whole lot there. Maybe you can argue Shelton Gibson, but he's inexperienced. And so, I think that's going to take some creativity out of Peterson to kind of get this thing up and humming. And, whether they like it or not, I think, you know, Wentz is going to have to be Wentz the playmaker a little bit. He feels good about where his leg is, and if you watched him in training camp or in recent practices, he's moving very well, and he feels confident that he's going to be able to extend plays, and I think that you'll probably see a little bit of that today in order to help get that offense up and running, considering all the injuries to the key personnel.
Now, where are we with Jason Peters with his quad injury or whatever was going on last week?
Yeah, so he had like you said, Trey, he's got a quad injury, not related to the whole, like, back quad issue that he has been dealing with over the past couple of years, he said. But it did pull him in and out of the lineup against the Bucs, and he was a limited participant in practice this week. Now, they say that he's going to start, and we fully expect that he is active for this game. It's really just a matter of, does it pull on him again, and can he stay in? I mean, having to anchor, you know, against 300-plus pound defensive ends all game on a bad quad, can it hold up? And to me, that's a big story to focus on, because Peters, when he's at his best, is excellent. But this is Wentz's first game, and it is his blind side. And if Peters can't go, or he gets pulled out of this game, you know, it's Big V time. And Big V has not been good so far this season. And so I asked Peterson about that, how much time he spent thinking about that, and he said zero. But that's a little bit hard for me to believe, because that pops into my mind immediately. You got your franchise quarterback out there on slick surfaces. That's his blind side, and you know, you better hope that the left tackle holds up.
Tim McManus joining us live from Link as the Philadelphia Eagles host the Indianapolis Colts Week 3, the return of Carson Wentz. And with the return, as you pointed out, you guys talked about Darren Sproles, no Jay Ajayi. That means Josh Adams, Tim, is active for today's game. What are we to expect from someone like that? They haven't had that big bruising type of running back. This is his first time active on the NFL team for the Philadelphia Eagles. So can we expect some production from him today, or is it just in case kind of thing?
He's going to get a chance, I think, to get some carries. I mean, here's the situation, is that when you have no Ajayi and you have no Darren Sproles, and Corey Clement is not only banged up but also responsible for key special teams positions. He was the punt returner last week. You can't ride him exclusively, given those factors, and that means that it's going to go down to the guys that are beneath him, and that's Wendell Smallwood and Adams. And, you know, the tough part for Adams is he's really green. He's got a lot of ability, but when it comes to stuff like pass pro? How much can you really rely on? And those are the types of questions that are going to be at least in part answered today. So I do think that Adams is going to have some sliver of a role here, just basically out of necessity. And I think he's very capable of breaking off a few runs. It's just a matter of whether he's able to get into that rhythm, hit the hole, see it properly, and not be overwhelmed, I guess, by the situation.
Tim McManus, so I'm curious, when you look at overall, beyond the running backs, the passing game, how do you anticipate with Nelson Agholor on the outside? And I think a lot of people, maybe you have an answer to this. Can we expect Dallas Goedert to actually be on the field this week?
That has been one of the surprises, really. And I think that, you know, the way that they had their personnel set up last week led to Perkins being out there a lot more than Goedert. And so I think that was kind of situational. And the answer is yes. I know that that's on their minds. And when we asked Mike Groh, their offensive coordinator, about this week, he said, I think it's fair, you know, to point out that, you know, Goedert hasn't been on the field maybe as much as he should be. And so I do think that they will make it a point of emphasis. And I think that's really probably their best mode of approach here is get tight end reliant. Because while you're watered down at your other skill positions, that's one where you have some strength. Zach Ertz, one of your best players on the team. Dallas Goedert, you draft him for a reason. And Perkins, I think, has shown a couple of nice things. And so why not run with two and three tight end sets? And why not make Carson Wentz comfortable by going to some of those big targets, especially early? And I think that's the way that they're going to have to do it. I mean, because you're slimmed down at wide receiver, maybe limit the amount of three wide receiver sets you have and roll with the big boys. And I think that Goedert, this is a perfect opportunity to start letting him loose a little bit.
Now, with Jordan Matthews coming back, you know, Carson's his best friend, you know, his buddy. You know, what are we expecting to see from him? Because I remember I was talking about this earlier when I watched a couple of the highlights where he had a couple catches, and then there was one that just where the ball just popped out of his hands, you know, and it looks like, you know, he has, you know, it just caused a little concern a little bit. What are we expecting from Jordan out there?
Yeah, we saw that up in the press box where one just kind of, as you said, caromed right off his hands, and there's that, oh, here we go, type of vibe up in the press box. But that's also been a little hard on Matthews. It is raining out, and he just got signed on Wednesday, and obviously is processing a lot. The new wrinkles to the offense that Peterson has put in the year since he's been gone, getting reacclimated with the offense, with Carson Wentz, and then being thrown basically right into the fire. And I think that he is going to have a role, that he'll be playing in the slot. That means that Agholor is going to get pushed to the outside a good amount. It's not an ideal fit or situation, but what he does have going for him is a familiarity with Wentz. As you said, they're really tight. The chemistry, they've been working very hard on building that back up. I don't think it's going to be perfect. I think there'll probably be moments where Matthews isn't exactly where he's supposed to be, or he's not in rhythm with Wentz the whole way. But we have seen him be a productive receiver on this level. And I think that Wentz is going to look his way a little bit here today and see if he can kind of reignite some of that on the field in his first game back.
Tim, last one, not enough time, so we'll leave Jalen Mills. We'll let him off the hook on this one, not ask you about him, but we do want to ask you about
him. Ask him about Jalen Mills,
no,
man.
I got to ask about Frank Reich, being on the other side and knowing this team so well, Tim. I mean, it's been talked about, but we haven't really heard from you about it, and Frank Reich and his role being the head coach and knowing Carson Wentz in the offense the way he does. How do we see this playing out with him knowing? Are we seeing a lot of changes where he can't figure out some signals that he's used to? What are we thinking here?
You know, I think that Reich was talking about that this week, actually, on conference call, where he was saying, in my experience, that is typically way overrated, where you have familiarity on opponent and maybe he'll spend some time with the defense and give some personnel notes or some, you know, philosophical notes as far as the Eagles scheme goes. And both sides know one another, and so I don't think there's going to be any great surprises. I would say, though, if there was an advantage, it's probably for the Eagles' defense, because Jim Schwartz knows essentially exactly what to expect. He practices against that
right
every day.
Right.
He knows that system extremely well that Reich has brought to Indianapolis. And so, I would look at it more for a potential advantage for the Eagles' defense as opposed to, you know, that Reich is going to reveal all the secrets, because they're both aware of one another, the familiarity is there, and they both know that they have to throw some wrinkles in to make sure that they don't get exactly what the other is expecting.
Tim, as always, man, great stuff. We really appreciate it. And we'll check in with you during the week and check back in next week when the Birds are hopefully 2-1 taking on the Tennessee Titans. Thanks so much, man.
All right, boys. Look forward to it.
Tim McMahon is joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline live from the Link. This weekend's program is brought to you by Adam Mechanical. For all of your AC and plumbing emergencies, visit adammechanical.com. Everybody hanging on the line, 610-632-0975. We come right back. We get to you, Sal Powell, after. This is the pregame show live from Fishtown Hops, Sugar House Casino, Trey Thomas, Eitan Shander, Devon Givens, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Fanatic pregame show live from Sugar House Casino on 97.5 The Fanatic.
I lawn a lot because it's important that it looks good year-round. The summer takes a toll on a lawn. The baking sun makes the grass dormant so it doesn't grow as green and fast. And the ridiculous rain we had this season makes everything grow, especially the weeds. That's why I use my guys in Natural Lawn. Fall's the perfect time to establish and thicken your lawn. Aeration removes small plugs of soil to help your lawn breathe. Now you'll notice the grass grow thicker and greener and ultimately overtake the weeds by simply having more grass than weeds. Regardless of where you live and how your lawn currently looks, Natural Lawn's limited time offer will restore your lawn's health and beauty. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program and they will seed your lawn free of charge. The number is 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREESEED. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Staples knows printing in color is better when promoting your business. But don't take our word for it. Research shows that color makes your company look more professional and improves brand recognition. It's also snazzier. Staples didn't research that last part. It just seems obvious. So come into Staples and get 20% back in rewards on color printing. From banners to brochures and copies to presentations. Print more color, save more money at Staples.
In-store only. Ends 11-10-18. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/20back for details.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive installation on minimum purchases of $699. That's removal of your old carpet, basic furniture moving, and stairs, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid only on showroom carpet press. $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Two guys? You came with just two guys?
All you have to do is point.
It took 6 men to get that in here. What? But
all you have to do is point, sir.
What's going on in here? Hey, where's the...
I just pointed at it, and it...
We make junk disappear anytime,
anywhere. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Whether you're starting a college fund, planning to update the kitchen one day, or setting money aside to retire, it pays to plan ahead. And now's a perfect time to start saving for a brighter future for you and your family at Univest. For a limited time, open a 13-month, 2.25% annual percentage yield CD online today. Visit univest.net/CDs for details. Univest Bank, financial solutions for your life. Member FDIC.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
Nobody beats a Jeff deal.
Hi, I'm Steve.
a happy Jeff D'Ambrosio customer. I bought 3 trucks from Jeff, and every time it was so easy. I found what I wanted on his website, worked a great deal with my salesman, and was in and out of the dealership with my new Ram truck in under an hour. Thanks, Jeff.
Get your Jeff deal and destination Downingtown or at GoJeffAuto.com during Ram Power Days. Get payments as low as $99 a month and see what D'Ambrosio customers already know.
Nobody beats Jeff Deal.
2018 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x4, 24 monthly, $49.95 down, 10K miles per year plus tax. Tax must be currently with approved credit.
Oddshark.net is your source for the latest odds from leading authorities, expert editorial content, and detailed matchup picks straight from their supercomputer. Looking for statistics and trends for an upcoming game? Oddshark has that too, and it's free. Oddshark experts provide in-depth analysis packed with information and insights that will help you make the sharp picks every day. Before the game, head to Oddshark.net and start playing like a sharp today.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station. From the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Philadelphia's football station. Now, back to the Fanatic pregame show, live from Sugar House Casino and on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yes, indeed, the 12 o'clock hour, as we are now 56 minutes away from kickoff. The return of Carson Wentz ahead of this game against the Indianapolis Colts with Andrew Luck, Frank Reich on the other side. Pre-game show from Fishtown Hops with Trey Thomas, Eitan Shander, I'm Devon Givens. Again, hanging right up with you until kickoff. Don't forget also, in-game live phone calls on the Fanatic with Pat Egan and Tyler Zuli as the game is happening. Post-game show with Joe Torti and Joe Stazak right after the Birds take care of business against the Indianapolis Colts. So a lot of Fanatic conversation throughout the game and after the game as we continue our pregame show live right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. If you want to call in and get in, 610-632-0975. We have a long segment here, so if anybody is hanging on the line, we will get to you shortly. Right now, we go back to the link. Checking in with Sal Palantonio, of course, host of the Sal Pal Football Hour, or every Tuesday at 6 o'clock on 97.5 The Fanatic, and of course, of ESPN. We gave you the information earlier from Sal with his text conversation with Doug Peterson. Let's get the man live from the link right now. Sal Palantonio joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Sal, a lot going on at the link this morning.
Quite a bit, Devon, quite a bit. You know, thanks for having me on your program. I appreciate it. And I'll tell you what, it's a sloppy field. It's a sloppy game. This is a game where everybody's going to have to play under control. There's a lot of tenuous footing out there. No question about it.
What do you think, Sal? It's Eitan. Afternoon. What do you think this means immediately for the run game? Not necessarily, okay, a heavy dose of Corey Clement, but just as far as how much Doug is going to rely on the run game, knowing that the depleted two guys in Ajayi and Sproles.
Well, they would have to completely change their approach offensively. Both these teams would. You know, they're almost identical in pass-run ratio, about 83 passes per game, about 50 passes per game on average in the first two games. It's like Frank Reich and Doug Peterson are running the same offense because they do, in fact, run the same offense. But here's the thing that I think a lot of people are overlooking. The Colts' defense is pretty good. Now, I watched them on film getting ready for this game, and the job they did in the first two games is pretty remarkable, especially against Washington. People need to watch number 53, Darius Leonard, the Will linebacker on this team. This young man can run and he can hit, and they are relying a lot on him to clean up whatever leaks past the line of scrimmage. And if Carson Wentz thinks about running, you better find number 53, identify where he is, and avoid him at all costs. This rookie defensive coordinator, Matt Eberflus, keeps everything in front of him. He's got Malik Hooker playing free safety. He plays very deep. They don't have a lot of guys running by the safeties. They've only given up 2 touchdown passes this year, even though they're giving up a 73% completion rate. So what does that tell you, Devon? That tells you everything in front of us. We'll take the dink and dunk, but we're not giving up the long ball.
Absolutely, and that's what they've been trying to do. And as you pointed out, Sal, even with dating back to after week one, too many big plays that we've been seeing from this defense, Sal, and allowing the opposition to get down the field. So, again, as you talked about it last week and heading into the Tampa game and now seeing what Tampa did with their big plays, that's what they're going to have to try to do again today. T.Y. Hilton is out there. He's on the other side, and the Birds have to find a way to get their own big plays going.
Yeah. I don't think there'll be a problem with big plays against this Colts offense. T.Y. Hilton's had a quad injury that's kept him out of most practices this week. I don't think that they'll have a real problem giving up the big play. I think this will be a defensive battle. I really do. I'm not concerned about the Eagles' defense in this game. They've won 11 straight meaningful games at Lincoln Financial Field, giving up 13.7 points per game in those games. The only game that they lost was the Dallas game, which was meaningless. So the defense plays so much better at home, A. B, the Colts, you know, you look at Andrew Luck, he's still trying to find a definition in his right arm, coming back from shoulder surgery. They don't have his security blanket. Jack Doyle is not playing in this game. Marlon Mack, the leading running back, not playing in this game. Hmm. Eric Ebron cannot block. I think the Eagles will come after Andrew Luck early and often and put him on his heels. I think this is a game that the Eagles' defense can control field position if Carson Wentz is careful with the football.
And Sal Palantonio, ESPN.com, and the Fanatic joining us live from the Link ahead of the Eagles-Colts. Big game, of course, Carson Wentz in his return. Sal, with that defense, you're saying you don't see much of a concern. They get things back on track. They did not do very well, of course, against Ryan Fitzpatrick and the Bucs last week. So do we anticipate, again, as you said, you see things happening with the front four maybe getting back to themselves, being at home. But also, do we see a possibility of a little bit more pressure if the front isn't getting there via the blitz, even though Jim Schwartz typically does not like to do that?
I think they'll have a lot of success getting after Andrew Luck in this game. I really do. I think with no Doyle, they can. Doyle's a great blocker, and he adds a lot. And Anthony Costanzo's been out of practice a lot with various injuries this week. He's playing in the game at left tackle, but I just think this is a game where they can really get after Andrew Luck. Gentlemen, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. You guys do a great job. It's great to join the pregame show on Sunday morning from Lincoln Financial Field. And I will talk to you soon.
Talk to you on Tuesday, Sal, for the Sal Foul Football Hour. Thanks, Sal. Talk to you soon. Thanks so much, Sal Palantonio, again, live from Lincoln Financial Field. Don't forget his show, 6 o'clock Tuesdays for the Sal Pal Football Hour. It's the pregame show here live from Fishtown Hops with Trey Thomas, Eitan Shander, Devon Givens with you until kickoff. Birds, Colts, again, if you're looking for a place to watch the game, come on down here for our watch party with our very own Eitan Shander and Andrew Salchunas. You can watch the game on the big screen.
Yep.
Plenty of free parking taken care of by us. Me specifically, I just, you know.
Just taking credit for everything.
Trying to be nice to the people, yeah.
You want to take credit for the muffins that I brought this morning, too?
No, I wasn't going to do that.
The muffins were good.
That's it. I didn't get any.
Hey, they came right from Sugar House. There you go.
Listen, hey, it's pretty good. $1 dogs, $2 Miller Lights, $12 Miller Lite buckets. We have great prizes each week, including flyers, tickets, concert tickets, Modell's gift cards, and more. Those Modell's gift cards come in handy. Take advantage of that. Enter to win a Birds game day road trip courtesy of Miller Lite with the purchase of the Philly Special appetizer plate. Fishtown Hops is also serving up live entertainment every Friday and Saturday. Go to sugarhouse.com for more information. New members, sign up for the free players card and get over $500 in offers instantly with the winners. Playbook, hit the blackjack table in the Birds Nest Pit for a chance at 5 G's, guys. You get the cash. Yeah. It's never a bad thing. Make your football picks to win a share of $150,000 with the Sugar House. Choose the Champs Challenge. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. On the phones, 610-632-0975. Guys, we have some people that's been waiting a bit, so let's join them in on a conversation.
They want to talk to Trey, you know.
No doubt. They every time, even when we got the guy here, they wanted to talk, ask the question. Trey, let me ask you this.
Right? I've noticed the Seminoles calls have died down a little bit.
Yeah, no more. Yeah. Ronald Darby didn't play well.
Man. Yeah, man, we're trying to still find ourselves. We're coming around.
Yeah,
we
got
around.
Can't stand up for that. Let's start things off again. 610-632-0975. 45 minutes, 47 minutes until kickoff. Eagles-Colts Colts, the return of Carson Wentz. So let's join in the conversation right now. Rodriguez from Middletown on 97.5, the Fanatic pregame show with Trey Thomas, Eitan Shander, and Devon Givens. Rodriguez.
What's going on, mi amigos?
All right.
I'm excited, man.
Hey, you should be. Listen, return of Carson Wentz.
Yes, of course. But I don't have a worry here. About starting four quarters, wouldn't it have been a better idea for him to start a half coming back?
No. I didn't play in the NFL, and I can tell you that no.
Nah. If Carson is good, they're going to let him go ahead and have at it.
Who's going to be the guy that sits him down and says, hey, man, you're only going to play a half?
Yeah, that's not happening.
Especially you don't want to get punched in the face.
Especially if Nick Foles is out there balling. At that point, you're not taking him out.
Well, I think we're going to maybe when you think about safety or you think about him coming off this injury.
No.
No, it wouldn't be.
There's an old adage. If you have two quarterbacks, you have no quarterbacks.
Yeah, they're going to let him have at it.
Thanks for the call, MVP, man.
Yeah, they're going to let him have at it. And then also, you know, what they're hoping is that this game gets under control as quick as possible, and then you pull him out, and then, you know, you let Foles go ahead and finish up the game.
And if we're looking at the way Sal was saying, if he feels like the defense is going to have success against Indianapolis and Andrew Luck, then you figure they're giving good field position potentially for Carson Wentz in that offense, right, and he gets things going.
And let's be honest, fellas, he's been out nearly, 10 months? So there's a conditioning element of it, too. Yes, I get the concern of, hey, you only play him a half. But the reality is I'd rather get his legs under him now so that by week 10 there's no issue
question.
With
exactly.
anything like that.
No question. 610-632-0975. Tyler in Philly joins us next on the pregame show with Trey Thomas, Eitan Shander, Devon Givens. Ty.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
All right.
Hey, I got a question here. All week I've been hearing we don't trust Shelton Gibson. Don't trust him. In the preseason, I mean, he had a touchdown against Pittsburgh, 77 yards. He had 90 yards against New England and only two passes against Cleveland. Looking for a little clarification. What's the distrust?
It just seems like, I guess, you know, when he had the chance to make big plays on the big stage, he just didn't show up. But I thought he had a good preseason.
Yeah.
You know, was expecting to see a lot more of him in the games, you know. But we'll see. He's definitely someone you're going to have to lean on this week, especially with the absence of Sproles. Possibly someone that could do some of the special team stuff and get him out there.
Okay, so big plays, what you're saying. All right. Well, thanks. That's what I was looking for, some clarification.
Yeah, and listen, thanks for the call. I think, like we said earlier, fellas, somebody's going to have to make a play on the outside. The easy answer would be Nelson Agholor because he's done it before. He's got speed, and there clearly is no longer a confidence issue. But you've got other people out there. I mean, Kamar Aiken's going to start on the outside. We'll probably see a play or two from Shelton Gibson out there. There's going to be opportunities.
Yeah.
And maybe, just maybe, it's not so much the distrust or mistrust. What's the proper term? I don't know. The lack of trust with Shelton Gibson in the first 2 weeks, as maybe it was a lack of trust in the guy throwing the football down the field. Hey, maybe. You saw what happened with that Mike Wallace throw.
Yeah.
There's just a difference between the long ball with Carson and Nick Foles.
Yeah, but we've also heard that Carson Wentz, while has the arm inaccuracy with the long ball, whereas Nick Foles, not as big an arm, but he can get it down there accurately to that receiver. This is what they've been saying since he's been back a season ago.
I do really remember everybody was like Foles had a better long ball, deep ball.
Right, that's what they were saying.
What everybody was all hyped about. And
but
then
that ain't
all of a sudden
though.
It's changed.
We know that's not true. You were calling it out
listen,
6 weeks ago.
It was working when he was hot against Minnesota and the New England Patriots.
Bro, I'll give you clips of Brady Quinn making two or three throws downfield. All right, everybody's got it in their MO, in their repertoire, right? A highlight clip to show you your best.
Sure, absolutely. 610-632-0975. But what would be the option? Outside of Nelson Agholor, he would be the easy answer for that. So if we're not talking about Ertz and Goddard in the middle of the field and Jordan Matthews in the middle of the field, as an option outside, if it is Aiken or Gibson, what would be your choice, Eitan?
I think Gibson, just because of what we saw in the preseason, I don't know if... But then again, are we really just splitting hairs? If there was something specific that was better that Shelton Gibson did over Kamar Aiken, or if there was something that Kamar Aiken Sr. did specifically better, like exponentially better, then this wouldn't even be a conversation. So I think from the comfort level of what we saw in preseason, yes, Shelton Gibson, because he was able to do some other things, but I don't want to slight Kamar Aiken and say he doesn't have the ability to get downfield. At this point,
I will.
Well, more so than Shelton
Gibson. Because I look at him more as a possession guy at this stage of his career, which is why he's bouncing around.
I would say that. Right. So I'll agree with you there that Shelton Gibson would be the obvious answer. But then again, it goes back to the caller, which is what's been the disconnect in the first 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. The quarterback. Yeah. The franchise quarterback. Franchise quarterback.
So he's back. We shall see.
And maybe to that Gibson point, as you said, look, when Ryan Fitzpatrick heaved that ball down the field to DeSean Jackson, he didn't throw to him. He threw it to an area.
Yeah.
And he allowed him to go get it. And if the speed is there, Gibson, not to the DeSean Jackson way, but simply having that aspect of the game, the speed, and no Mike Wallace, so that's the only one outside of Aguilar, if he can throw it to a spot and have the trust in Shelton Gibson to go out there and run underneath it and catch it, and maybe just even if he can't get in the end zone, the big play is going to ignite the crowd. It's going to ignite the offense. They're going to feel good. You do it. You take that chance. You hope for no interceptions, and even if they do, it is down the field, so they have a long field to have to go back against that Eagles defense, who we know is now just drooling to get after a quarterback after not being able to hit anybody last week against the Bucs.
See, now that's the other thing that concerns me.
Uh-oh.
If they throw an interception, if Carson throws an interception, he has to be smart and get out of the way.
Just hit the ground.
Go to the sideline.
Get out of the way.
Just hit the sack, man.
Hit the ground. Get out of the way. Move. Run in the opposite direction. I don't know.
No heroes out there,
yeah,
right?
No, don't be a hero if you make a mistake.
I'd rather give up a touchdown than him make a tackle. Is that fair?
Out of the way. 610-632-0975. If you want to jump in, we have 40 minutes until kickoff Eagles-Colts here on the Fanatic pregame show. Trey Thomas, Eitan Shannon, Devon Givens, Lawrence in Coatesville has decided to do so by joining the show. What's going on, Lawrence?
Yeah, what's going on, man? First of all, I want to address this Jalen Mills situation because I feel some type of way as a diehard Eagles fan. This man held it down last year in the playoffs, did not get burnt and caused us to lose the game. He did not get burnt in the Super Bowl and caused us to lose the game. And let alone with this Atlanta matchup, he did not get burnt at goal line, held it down 2 years in a row. This year he had it down. He didn't get burnt on the goal line. He did his thing, man. So as far as I'm concerned, one play getting burnt by elite Hall of Famer, DeSean Jackson, and people call him out on his Twitter account of being him. He trash and all that. You better check his resume and put some respect on his name when you talk about him.
It wasn't one play. He was targeted 8 times, and he gave up 8 catches for over a buck.
Yes, and that's going to happen. But
okay, hold on. Let's find some middle ground here, Lawrence. Let's find some middle ground. You're right, which is people calling for his benching is absurd. But we also have to be able to criticize somebody who makes a mistake this year and not just fall back on everything that they did last year.
True, but he held it down against Atlanta at the goal line. He did not get burnt and scored on it, and he blew the game. Like, they held it down. Now, I understand everybody's going to get burnt. He's going to get burnt by Odell Beckham. That boy is supposed to burn him because, first of all, he's playing cornerback. He's running second. After he makes a cut left or cut right, he's chasing somebody. That's extremely hard to do. And you can have a speed, but if he got the same speed as you and he cut left, you're chasing him. And with a good quarterback, he's going to get that ball right there. So he has an extreme hard job. I just feel the type of way because as a diehard Eagles fan, he held it down for me, and I'm cool. I'm expecting him to get burnt by Odell. Odell's on future Hall of Famer. Some guys are just going to do that. I want to ask Trey. Trey, as talented as you are, Eagles guy, if somebody came up to you after you just won all this, did all this, and they said to you, you was trash off of one play, how would you respond?
Well, you know what? First of all, and this is the thing, and that I'm glad you asked that too. Because I think what the issue is the way he responded to it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's going to get criticized in this game, and it's the way you handle it as a player. First of all, you just never turn on the fans. I mean, you're going to have people out there that's going to hate on you just because. You know what I'm saying? But as the player, you can't just go out there and react in a childish way and just be like, well, you know what? The fans, all y'all fans ain't real. You know what I'm saying? And I think
that
if he would have just taken it on the chin, because I mean, you know what? When you put, and this is the thing. Now, if you want that limelight, and if you want to sit out there and dance in the limelight,
you better
be ready when have a bad game and when the boos come too. So, you know, you can't react in such a negative way and turn on the fans, because then now you put a big target on your back. You know what
definitely,
I'm saying? So, yeah. So, I mean, you're going to have those games, you know, but you just don't, if you're going to be that way and respond that way, then you need to get off social media.
Thanks for the call, Lawrence.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because, I mean, as a player, I think that the main thing was just his reaction and the criticism of getting beat. I mean, everybody's going to get beat.
You don't attack.
Yeah.
No need. And Trey, it's week two.
Yeah. No need to attack on the fans and just be like, oh, well, you know what? Y'all keep that same energy. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't be so sensitive that you can't get corrected if you have a bad game.
Yeah, and that's the problem, is that there needs to be middle ground in which Jalen Mills accepts somebody saying, hey, man, you need to play better. Or, hey, man, you might be better on the field helping us as the slot, and not lump that in with, man, you suck, bench his ass. Because there's a difference. There's a difference with constructive criticism and a diehard fan like Lawrence or anybody else who might be like, man, you need to play better, bro. Yeah. Like, that's not, oh, being a fake fan. Being a fake fan is bench his ass. He shouldn't be out there.
Yeah.
That's not knowing what's going on.
Well, some have said that. Time for Sidney
Jones.
Well,
I disagree. No. But that's not benching Mills.
No.
Moving Mills to the slot should not be looked at as the same as demanding that Mills get benched.
Just taking him off the field completely.
Right, and I think to Trey's point, Jalen looked back and said, oh, I'm firing at everybody.
Yeah.
The problem is the slot might not be best for him. The slot might not be best for him.
We'll see.
We will see, because if he doesn't get his act together, as you said, Jim Schwartz might have to simply put Sidney Jones in there. It's the pregame show. Trey Thomas, Eitan Shannon, Devon Givens. We're here live from Fishtown Hops, Sugar House Casino. Until 1, the first 97 Fanatic listeners to arrive before kickoff, we still have time, win a Fanatic prize pack plus the chance to win tickets to the next home game against Minnesota. Stay for the official Fanatic watch party with Eitan and Andrew Salchunas. Enjoy Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets, plus free parking. That's presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner, supported by Visit Philly and Gerhard's Appliances. On the other side, we'll continue the phone calls. We have a lot of people. They're in now. They want to talk about this. So hang on, guys. 610-632-0975. Quick break. We come right back. We get right back to the phones. Colts, Eagles, Game 3. Carson is back. We're talking about it on the pregame show here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Fanatic pregame show, live from Sugar House Casino on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, this is Trey Thomas here. This is my favorite time of the year with my family, and I mean my football brothers and sisters, all gathered together to tailgate. Deason Watson makes premium meats and cheeses for every kind of family. It's perfect for tailgate parties or wherever your family is watching the game. And it's made using recipes perfected over four generations. You might say it's a Deason Watson's family thing. Next time you get your fam together, try Deason Watson's Philadelphia Eagles Beef-Style Franks. They're the real deal, premium, hand-trimmed beef, smoked the old-fashioned way. That snap when you bite into them, spiced with garlic, onion, and paprika. And don't forget the deli meats and cheeses. Go with the best. Go with Deason Watson's Originals, made from recipes created by the founder of Deason Watson himself, Gottlieb Dietz. Tailgating at an Eagles home game? Post a photo on Facebook or Instagram and hashtag it, Tailgate Family. The Deason Watson Tailgate Family team just might stop by to give you free meat, cheese, and great gear. Go Birds, Deason Watson. It's a family thing.
It's not just any Wi-Fi. It's streaming in every room in your house, even in the backyard Wi-Fi.
Mom, we're going to watch movies in the treehouse.
That's fine, honey.
It's Wi-Fi that lets your family stream live TV and the most free movies and shows on any device they want.
Dad, can I watch cartoons on the tablet?
How about we use it to finish your homework instead?
Oh, man.
And it's Wi-Fi that can help you save on wireless when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet.
Can we have some of that savings?
Nope, but your college fund can.
It's the best Wi-Fi experience from Xfinity that makes streaming and saving simple, easy, awesome.
Get started with Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how you can save when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Offer ends 10/28/18. Restrictions apply. Limited to the standard triple play for new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply.
Hey, Harry Mays here to talk about the fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer in the tri-state area. My friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Come see why so many South Jersey and Philly buyers are coming to Turnersville for great deals on new Jeeps, Ram pickups, Dodges, and Chryslers at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Now, I was down there, and I'll tell you, wait till you see their huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. They have over 600 cars and trucks on site to choose from. Go down there and ask for my main man, Ron Fina, at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Ron has spent over a decade building a reputation for exceptional customer service and giving customers the very best deal. Ron's a good dude. This is Harry Mays for TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Oh, did I say TurnersvilleJeep.com?
Using an overpriced trash bag?
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks?
Whippy, whippy, whippy.
Or a smelly bag?
Stinky, stinky, stinky.
Time to switch to Hefty Ultra Strong Trash Bags, always at an ultra low price.
Hefty.
They're our best bags yet, and they cost less than Glad Force Flex, where sold head to head. So you'll be
happy.
Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer odor control. Also available in heavy duty black bags.
Hefty.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive installation on minimum purchases of $699. That's removal of your old carpet, basic furniture moving, and stairs, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid only on showroom carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
Guys, you're not alone. Half of all men have ED. Get your sex life back with Gainswave at Philadelphia Urology Associates. Gainswave is a safe 20-minute medical treatment that breaks up blockages and repairs blood vessels. There are no shots or pills ever with Gainswave, and it's available at Philadelphia Urology Associates. For more info and to save $150 on your Gainswave treatment, text the word CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979. That's CURE to 797979.
Relax in comfort with seats that beat the stadium. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets at our new sports books. Available bets include pro and college football and basketball, baseball, hockey, tennis, soccer, and more. Place your wager on your favorites today and score your own winning record at the book. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets at our new sports books. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This Bourbon Heritage Month, we're all about the sipping and savings at Fine Wine and Good Spirits. Offers end September 30th, 2018. Please enjoy responsibly.
Sports talk for Swarthmore and all of Delco. 97.5. The Fanatic. Now, back to the Fanatic pregame show, live from Sugar House Casino and on 97.5 The Fanatic.
12:31, 29 minutes until kickoff, Eagles-Colts right here as we talk about it at 97.5 The Fanatic pregame show from Fishtown Hops with Eitan Shander, Trey Thomas, Devon Givens. It's been a blast this morning, man.
Absolutely.
Just, I can't.
We're already in the afternoon.
Carson Wentz is back, man. This is
maybe that's what it is.
It's just a different feel when he's on the field.
I'm telling you, everything in life, we thought it was like that with the Super Bowl, right? Last year, the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Life was just different. You no longer yell and curse at the person who cuts you off in the school grill. You just look at life a little differently now. This is the next stage in it. It's like we've got the rebirth of Carson Wentz's career. This is now the second stage of it coming back from the injury. And you know what, Devon? Much like Thursday night when they opened up the season was, it will be a playoff atmosphere with the energy and the amount of attention that will be put down there.
It's their second home opener.
You know, it's perfect.
Right.
Which means it's the first day of the rest of the season. Right now, everything begins, and I'm not sliding. We're not sliding what Nick Foles or Jay Ajayi or Nelson Aguilar or anybody did in the first 2 weeks of the season, but things are different when Carson Wentz comes.
No, it is, and we know that that's the key there. That's what you're excited about. You're excited to see if he can come back. Eitan, the first thing that he completes today, the first pass he completes today, the crowd, even if it's like a little six-yarder for a first down, right? Corey Clement busts one on first and 10. They get the ball. He goes for 4 yards. That first completion, whether it be to Matthews, Ertz, Aguilar, whomever it may be, that first down or completion from Carson Wentz to the receiver, the place is going to go crazy.
I agree. And that's the thing, like, I'm almost anticipating that. Right, which is why I would want it to be a big play. Here's the thing.
Take the shot down the field.
I don't know
Let's
how
go.
much that's what I'm saying, man. And I'll defer to Trey because being on there, like, you can only imagine how jacked up an average human being would be if they had the opportunity to play a game like that on a big level. So I get it. Like, you want your quarterback to be grounded. You want your quarterback to be centered. But part of me wants him to be jacked. Like, part of me wants him to be this way.
No, you know he's going to be jacked up.
Yeah, but I don't know.
But the play calling has to go with it.
Correct. You're right. It all has to come in all encompassing. Yes. But part of me, and I'm not saying I disagree with you, brother. I'm just saying, like, part of me, this first game back, I kind of like the idea of him being jacked up to the point in which he's riding emotion.
Yeah, but it doesn't work when you're trying to throw a timing route, when you're trying to put a ball in there and just make a nice little timing pass, touch pass. You know, that doesn't work when you have all that energy. You know, like when you have where the energy really feeds off of, that's why when you see offensive players, they're always trying to calm the crowd down so that they can make their calls, so that they can get the snap count out, so that you don't have all the false starts where everybody can communicate. On the defense side of the ball, you want everybody as loud as you can be. You can jump up and down, and let's go build off of that little juice of burst of energy, and let's go make a play, because their thing is just short burst, and let's try to go make a big play, feed off of that energy. Offensive players have to be a little bit more reserved. All right, let's focus that, hone in that energy, and then we have to sustain that all the way throughout the game.
Absolutely. 610-632-0975. Don't forget our Fanatic pregame show is presented by Sugar House Casino. Check out the action at Philly's hottest gaming floor and score big with over $500 in new member offer. Philly loves a winner. If you come down to Sugar House this afternoon, check us out at our Dietz and Watson Mobile Broadcast Center. And we still have some prize packs to give away if you show up here to watch party. Eitan and Andrew Salchunas, that's coming up.
You know what they broke out here?
What'd they break out?
They've got a life-size version of Connect 4.
Where?
In the back. Like, it's basically like the board game version for somebody like Trey, because he's a monster. But for the rest of us, it's like a life-size version of Connect 4. Now, I know you play Connect 4.
Oh, yeah. I play Connect 4. I play a lot of Connect 4.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Oh, we do it with the kids. We just go at it.
All the time, yeah.
It is an amazing way.
Wins. Yeah,
No, you don't win.
We might incorporate that in today. You know,
we might do that. Let's incorporate some phone calls as we get closer to kickoff, as we head to Williamstown and Chris on the Fanatic pregame show with Trey, Eitan, and Devon. What's up, Chris?
What's going on, gentlemen? It is a wonderful day when our savior comes back on the field and we get this season really going, man, with a big win today, I'm hoping for. And I'm not worried at all. I think we are going to win this game handily. You know, you guys were just bringing up Jalen Mills, and I think Frank Reich on the other side, he knows, you know, the doubt that we have about this, about Jalen, and how, you know, yeah, maybe he gets burnt here and there, but when he should get burnt, and I think we're going to see that today, you know, see how well he can match up against T.Y. Hilton and how well he can, you know, step up to the challenge, hopefully, and prove some of these naysayers a little bit wrong and, you know, make people take a step back. Because, look, I think Jalen deserves, you know, he is good enough where he is. I don't think there's anybody that's, quote unquote, better than him right now on the roster. So no, the benching thing needs to quit, because he can step up, but it's 50-50 with him.
Here's
so,
the thing,
you know,
here's my problem, Chris and guys, the naysayer thing. Nobody ever said the guy couldn't play.
Right.
All they were reacting on was the fact that he had a bad week with the play that started the game off against DeSean Jackson. Now, Malcolm Jenkins played a part in that as well.
Yeah.
However, he had a bad week. And if you get called out about it, you get called out about it. They call you out when you play bad. They praise you, as Trey said, when you play very well. And they have given him a lot of praise since he's been here as a 7th-round pick, playing his first year. Last year, he had some great success helping him win the Super Bowl. So the naysayers thing, Chris, I'm just not there, because they do that with anyone, not just Jalen Mills, if you have a bad game.
Exactly. But you know, I got something that is a concern.
He's got to chill with that.
Look. Last year, you know, guys, when you had LeGarrette Blount in the game, you could go to him. You knew he was going to hit the hole. He was going to mow people over. Yeah, I think he was the number one back, and then it was the Giants and Clement and what have you. Look, this running back core has something that I need to see out of them over this game and the rest of the season. I need to see them step it up, because you don't have that surefire back that you can give the ball to every time and know he's going to hit the. No, they haven't replaced LeGarrette Blount. But as a group, Once they get Ajayi back, do you think there's are we confident enough in this group that they are a Super Bowl running back group?
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it. Go ahead.
This is the thing, man. Okay, because and it's funny, man, because everybody only remembers Playoff Blunt. You know, now Playoff Blunt was amazing. Mm-hmm. That's the blunt I smoke all day.
Yes, sir.
You know, Playoff Blunt was out there, I mean, dropping shoulders, mowing everybody down.
That's a Greenleaf Dutch right there.
Oh, man. Tightly rolled. You know what I'm saying? And was aggressive.
Yes, sir.
And that's the blunt I was looking for. Now, during the season.
Because a lot of times, that's what you're waiting for, right?
Even
a guy like him, he's like, oh, I'll get it really going at that point.
Yeah, during the season, I'm like, I pass on that blunt. Because he wasn't that same type of guy. He was running into the back of the offensive lineman, wasn't running into the open field. Now, he did have a couple games where, I can't think of it right now, where he went out there, made a cut, and get out and ran over a guy or two. But everybody's kind of, their memory is the Playoff Blunt, which was amazing. But during the season, he wasn't like that. You know, I felt like he was a big issue when it came to pass protection.
Yep.
I thought that he ran into the back of the offensive lineman or not instead of keeping his eyes open and hitting open field. So that's why you have to go and get a JHI, because you needed someone that could firm up the blitz and can kind of get in there and firm it, you know, go put your head down and put your head up, I guess, with the head up movement now, and block the blitzing linebacker. But to me, you know, I was hoping that some of these bigger backs like a Josh Adams or some of these other guys are, and this was a moment for Clement also
yes,
to kind of step up to this game. Yep. We didn't know that Sproles wasn't going to be unfold, the things unfold the way they are now. You know, we were kind of going into it thinking, all right, I'm pretty good with this backfield, because I didn't feel at the time that we were going to miss Blunt that bad, because I'm like, you know what? He really didn't show up that much anyway until it was like in the preseason.
And if JJ is going to be your horse, we didn't know who Corey Clement was.
No.
And once we saw who he was consistently through the season and seeing him perform in the postseason, being one of the better players on the field, I want more of that. Mm-hmm. I want more of that. And that's my number two guy now. I don't need that type of talent being my number three right now. That's my number two. And if you can find some more talent at that number three, then you go for it. Darren Sproles returns.
Yeah, and listen, JHI is a short-term play. We don't know what's going to happen at the end of this year.
Exactly.
Yeah. Especially with the knees and the health issue. So identifying a running back on this team right now, of all the guys that have been put out there, there's one that you can identify that's a long-term play. That's Corey Clement.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with that, because this kid can play, and he can catch the football, and he's got some size. The only issue is, how banged up is he today? But to Chris's point, and you were making this as well, Trey, hey, man, when you have Darren Sproles, Corey Clement, and Jay Ajayi healthy, at no point are you looking, man, what happened to LeGarrette Blount?
Right.
Man,
right.
I miss LeGarrette Blount. Mm-hmm. You don't feel that way, because there's nothing out there that would draw you to that.
Especially when you talk about those short yards, those powerful yards. Jay Ajayi runs hard. So if he's healthy, we think he can do that.
Hey, so exactly. Does Corey Clement.
Absolutely. 610-632-0975. We have two callers left, Justin and Lou. Hang on, guys. You'll close out the show for us as we get ready for Eagles Colts, 19 minutes away from kickoff. It's the Carson Wentz return, the pregame show. Trey Thomas, Eitan Shander, Devon Givens, live from Fishtown Hops, the Sugar House Casino, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Fanatic pregame show, live from Sugar House Casino on 97.5 The Fanatic.
O'Reilly.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $33.99 and get a $15 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Plus, you'll earn double O'Rewards points during O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Here's the snap and the throw. He makes the catch and could go all the way.
All the way to Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, that is. Don't miss a minute of
the action every Sunday and Monday during football season at Delilah's, featuring Heineken and Heineken Light specials. And while you're watching the games with the world's most beautiful showgirls, indulge in Delilah's $5 tailgate menu. And don't forget to stop in for Thursday night's games with specials on Yingling Lager. This football season, Delilah's has you covered. As always, admission is free after the game with proof of attendance or your hotel key. Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, is located at 100 Spring Garden Street, just minutes from the stadium complex, with ample free parking and a late-night dining menu. You and your crew looking to really score big? Reserve a table for bottle service today by calling 215-625-2800 or visit Delilah's.com.
Hey, Luke, what's up with you today? No beer or wings with your buddies, and you haven't sat down once to watch the game since we got here.
Shh, honey, please, I'm having a little discomfort.
As in pain?
Yeah, real pain in the, you might say. And lately, the day after I have a beer and greasy food, I'm really paying for it.
That's it, I'm making an appointment with...
The Fanny Doctor.
The what?
Dr. Lowell Meyerson, fannydoctor.com. John, his brother, and sister have been patients for years, and they swear by him.
Tonight, I'm checking out fannydoctor.com, and tomorrow, we're making an appointment.
I'm Dr. Lowell Meyerson, the only board-certified proctologist in Pennsylvania. I perform state-of-the-art procedures to treat your hemorrhoids, pain, and bleeding. I can help you to prevent colon cancer. Very often, patients' problems can be eliminated with simple procedures that I perform right in my office. Call me today at 215-379-0444 to schedule a personal appointment and visit my website, fannydoctor.com.
If your end zone is in the red zone, call Dr. Lowell Meyerson DL at 215-379-0444.
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Two guys? You came with just two guys?
All you have to do is point.
It took 6 men to get that in here. What? But
all you have to do is point, sir.
What's going on in here? Hey, where's the...
I just pointed at it, and it...
We make junk disappear anytime,
anywhere. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Hey, it's Anthony Gargano. Let's talk a little Tropicana Atlantic City. Brings you more this summer, this fall, all the time. From trendy hangout spots to signature events, Tropicana has it all. Overlooking the Atlantic Ocean is Tropicana's new Chelsea 5 Gastropub at the Chelsea Tower. The best spot for dinner and a view. Chelsea 5 open Wednesday through Monday, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Also, new to the Chelsea Tower is the Whiskey 5 Bar. Sample old-fashioned craft cocktails while playing billiards. Happy hour Thursday through Sunday, 5 to 8. What a blast. For more information, visit Tropicana.net. Gambling prep call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can you honestly say you love what you do? When you get up every morning, do you look forward to going to work? I've been there, but a few years back, I decided to take a chance and pursue my dream. I found my path at Connecticut School of Broadcasting in Cherry Hill. You don't just sit in a classroom. You get hands-on experience working on state-of-the-art equipment in not only radio, but television, production, digital media, and more. The team at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting can even help you get a job or an internship in your field. Plus, you can graduate in a matter of months, not years. Don't drown yourself in student debt for a job that makes you miserable. Uncover your passion at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. Conveniently located in Cherry Hill, they have day and evening classes starting in November. But don't take my word for it. See for yourself. Log on to GoCSB.com and schedule a studio tour. GoCSB.com, Connecticut School of Broadcasting, reinventing training in broadcast media.
Bud Light is rewarding football fans every single week throughout football season with the Bud Light Game Day Tailgate Pack. Visit 975thefanatic.com/contest/Philly Philly to learn more.
Alexa, open 97.5 The Fanatic.
Getting 97.5 The Fanatic.
Now, back to The Fanatic pregame show, live from Sugar House Casino and on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It is the final segment here from Fishtown Hop Sugar House Casino with the pregame show. Trey Thomas, Eitan Shander, Devon Givens. Kickoff in 13 minutes, Trey. Carson Wentz back on the field, man. It's good to see you. You saw the guys running out of the tunnel already. Get excited.
Oh, yeah, man. Everybody's excited. Fired up right now, man. It's game day. You know, the weather's, you know.
A little sloppy. A little nasty.
But it's football.
Yeah. Sal said it, you know, wet turf, you know, but it's a sloppy field.
Everybody change up your cleats, you know. Little conversation, change up your footwear, and you go through all of that, and then we get to it.
They'll be fine. And again, if you're looking for a place to watch the game, come on down here. with us here at the Watch Party with Eitan Shander and Andrew Souchunas from Fishtown Hops. Watch the game on the big screen. The parking is free. Dollar dogs, $2 Miller Lights, $12 Miller Lite buckets, great prizes, flyers and concert tickets, Modell's gift cards. Enter to win a chance to win some tickets to the game, next home game.
That's
for the
amazing,
birds,
man.
All right, week five. So
you still have time if you want to pop in, right?
Still have time. We still have a few prize packs to give away. 97 listeners is what we started off with before the show. And they've been going. They've been running out of here. So, again,
got Flyers tickets
a few,
in my
you
hand,
got the Flyers tickets. I see
in
that.
My hand.
Look at that.
It's currency right here, Track. And gamble this.
Maybe it's against the Islanders. They play them like every night.
No, it's the
preseason.
It's the Rangers. This is November 23rd. This is regular season.
It is, I know. Yeah. I know, but they play the Islanders every night, it seems like. But whatever. It's all good. Burns.
Carson Wentz is back. They play the Islanders every day.
He's back.
Carson Wentz is back.
610-632-0975. Let's go to Justin in Philly next on 97.5, the Fanatic pregame show. Justin.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Love listening to you. It's a great day, even in the rain. I'll make my call pretty quick, just like this play. I was just looking for a little comment. I love the field position type game. And Cameron Johnston, the kid kicks like, he kicks like a mule. He puts it 60, 70 yards, and how nice is that for Carson Wentz if he goes three and out? Give it to that kid and, put it deep for me.
Yeah, I mean, Cameron Johnson is definitely,
he
does change the field.
Man.
As a punter, man, he puts it out there.
It's going to be big. Go ahead.
You see that kick against the Steelers, the return guy, I forget his name, but he was like, where'd the ball go? He's sprinting backwards. And how demoralizing is that for, the offense? Put it deep, put it inside the 10 or 20. I don't know how good he is as far as, positional kicking, but it's nice for Carson if he goes three and out. Hey, just put it deep for me.
Yeah, definitely having something like that is also great for the defense. I think, yes, it's a bailout for Carson Wentz in the offense if they're three and out on their own 20. But now you can also flip that and double it down and compound it with, all right, now their offense is on their own 20. Yeah. Very rarely are you going to lose, should you, lose a battle of field position with a guy who can kick like that. So now you can pin back and say, all right, maybe we can put some more pressure on Andrew Luck because this is first and 10 from their own 18 as opposed to first and 10 from their own 44.
I hope he doesn't get much work today.
Exactly.
Though.
I was just going to, as good as he's been,
you don't want to see him today.
I don't want to see him today.
That much. No. Maybe two or three times.
Exactly.
Man, and then going about your business. We ooh and ah over two punts, and then, all right, let's get on out of there.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah.
They need to.
I don't want to see a lot of him.
End zone, touchdowns, red zone touchdowns. If you got to get a field goal, you take the field goal, put the points on the board. I don't want to see Cameron Johnson out there.
Yeah, I'd rather see Jake Elliott a lot. Let me see more of Jake Elliott than Johnson.
And he needs to make his.
Yeah, exactly.
We need good Jake Elliott out there.
Yeah, good Jake Elliott.
Is it already time for Jason Peters to start barking at him?
It worked last year, didn't it?
That's,
I don't know. Jake Elliott probably looking at him like, man, I like my chances. You keep coming up hurt.
Oh, yeah. I would like to be there if he tries that.
Let me stick and move.
Hey, man, if a kicker ever stepped to you, we'd be talking about your criminal record.
Yeah.
My point exactly, man.
Right?
My point exactly.
Can you imagine David Akers coming up to, hey, man, I heard you were in the tub. I'm ready now. Trey, get out of the bathtub in a second.
David Akers is like a black belt, though, man.
I know. We don't know that about Jake Elliott, though.
Yeah, you look at Akers and feel like, all right, I like my chances, and then next thing you know, you got hell on your hands, man.
You get flipped.
Yeah. You got a jujitsu master back there,
hands.
Man.
Yeah. Oh, man, the Fanatic pregame show, Trey Thomas, Eitan Shander, Devon Gibbs, we have Fishtown House.
Watch out.
About to wind things up, and right now, the weather again, as we talk about it, it is in play, so hopefully no Cameron Johnston, but maybe the weather will impact it enough where there is our Fanatic pregame show game day. Weather report is brought to us by AmericanStandardAir.com. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com today to find a dealer near you. And again, the updated weather, 1 o'clock, it looks like it's going to be the same thing. 61 degrees throughout the entire game, 90% chance of rain.
Is it pouring? It's hard to tell from the windows.
I don't know. It's like a drizzle.
Is it pouring?
Is it pouring
out? Okay.
It is pouring. So our audience here says it is pouring out there. So, hey, we'll see what we get from the game, from the guys out there today in this weather. One more time, too, this weekend's programming is brought to you by Adam Mechanical. For all your AC and plumbing emergencies, visit adammechanical.com. Guys, it is time to really start getting into our predictions and what's going to happen for us today. So, Eitan, you're here with us for the first time this pregame show run that we have here. So we'll start off with you. How they get it done and the score.
Well, Sal made a great point when he joined us at the top of this hour earlier about how identical these two teams are. And especially when you limit the running game of the Eagles, they fall even more into that one-sided identity on offense. I think that both quarterbacks are going to take a little bit, maybe a quarter, no more than that, to kind of get back into this. They're both coming back from injury. They've both been out for a little bit. But at some point in the second quarter, you're going to see the Eagles' offense pull away. Yes, both teams are going to struggle with the elements running the football, but I'm confident that Corey Clement can do that. I think that this is an easy Eagles win than we've thought in the past, and that's a lot because of the defense. Now, they haven't been as successful with Andrew Luck in the past, but that changes because of this new team. Night and day different from at home and away. I think they win. Honestly, I say 27-14 Eagles.
27-14, Trey.
Yeah, man, I think Carson's going to come out there. We're going to, you know, it's going to be, like you say, a defensive battle. I think, you know, this offense, the Colts have scored in the, jumped in the 20s their past couple games. I think our defense will hold them out of the 20s. We'll hold them to 17 points. I see us winning this 28-17.
28-17.
Carson's going to throw two touchdowns, and then our backs will have the other two.
Not a lot of time.
Does Adams get a touchdown today? I think he does.
I like that goal line
situation. Something about me thinks
red zone.
He does.
Yeah, yeah, big back, man. Big back. You know, we get on the goal line, you lean on the big back, get on in there.
Yep. And I'll run it real quick because we do have to get ready to get out of here. I'm going 24-13 Birds. They handle things. Carson Wentz comes out and have a good game. Two touchdowns. They get one on the ground. Jake Elliott doesn't miss.
Nice.
And we're talking about a 2-1 team heading into Tennessee next week. We have a lot of people to thank, starting off with Tim McManus and Sal Palantonio, both from Lincoln Financial Field, back at the studio. Sam Flesher producing the show. Our engineers, Becca and Kathleen, thanks so much for doing a great job. And Jimmy and Brian on the ground crew, even when we're talking Jimmy Butler during the break for the Sixers, just
You're
a great
crazy,
job
man.
Overall and
You're
all these
crazy.
Prize packs. We'll get into that another time.
You're crazy.
But thanks so much. Coming up here, of course, with the watch party, Eitan Shander and Andrew Salchunas in the house. We'll do that and Pat Egan, Tyler Zuli, in-game live. You take your phone call during the game. Get your reaction, 610-632-0975. It's the pregame show. Birds, Carson Wentz.
Carson's back.
He is back.
Game day.
Let's have it right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.